Blog Talk Radio.
You.
What's up, boss?
Yo, what you about to do?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. I'm about to log into Air Dot Radio right now.
On, get out your pop, con, no hate and stop, draw, just turn the spot, make sure it's not, we air it out, now, get all the butter,
yeah.
The real
private,
expose the counterfeit,
by y'all means, baby,
goes, the clock punch for a cup light,
yeah.
For me, we air it
one
out.
Thing about a dog, never bite your tongue, holding your breath, you end up missing a lung, I speak mine, pardon my peace, respect my grease, but I'm a gangster, any felt tension I squeeze, I handle business, 9mm jaw structure, cold hard star, I ain't even gotta touch ya, I don't mince words, I line them up for soldiers, you got something to say, get it off your shoulders, baby mama drama, the war, Bush and Obama, old earth crying, they sons being cooked with llamas, but on the other side, I spit about the Celtics and Lakers, about the riches or them pigeons, how they smelling, they flavors, call me the guy that not run my body, I sweat fire out a liar, life is a bitch, but it's something about that shit, until I'm 6 feet deep in the ditch, believe I keep it on the hip, quick to grip and let a scene rip.
It's on, get out your pop, con, no hate and stop, draw, just turn the clock, make sure it's not, we air it out, down to the get. All the butter and grit, the real job, it expose the counterfeit. I'm on mine, get on yours, the clock punch for a cup, light it up for me. We air it out.
Air it out radio.
Air it out radio. What's going on? Another Monday.
Can y'all
another
hear me?
Monday.
Mic check.
Another Monday.
The line's all full of already.
Yes, they're crazy.
I love y'all for it, though. Air it out.
Definitely trying to, you know, get the Q and, you know, Key West,
it's Monday,
Eddie Barnes.
Monday, November 22nd, 2 days before we hit Club Odessa. It's wild out. 1519 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 19102. I need to come hang out with us. Even if you don't celebrate it, I don't celebrate it either. Come party.
Yeah, definitely. Make sure y'all hit us on Facebook and Twitter,
yeah,
Air It Out Radio.
Damn, they quick. Robin Gay just hit me up that quick. Now I'm playing Air It Out Radio. So,
shout out to everybody that's on the line listening. For the newbies that's listening, make sure y'all press 1 and listen up for your number of your last 4 digits of your phone number. So, and then once we call your last 4 digits, make sure y'all... Hey, stop, please.
Talk to us. Don't be afraid.
Yes.
You're here to air it out. We're here to talk. We're here to build.
Yeah, don't be playing around on the phone and stuff. So, we're just trying to school y'all for the newbies. Cause I know we got a lot of newbies that I see. 817 area code is crazy up here. So, Q got a lot of love. Him and Dawn, they both got a lot of love. So, that's what's up. Key West, what's up, baby?
So
E Burner.
I know Burner's probably.
That's a young nine.
What is that in the background? Is that my joint right there?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that your joint? It's Drake. So, make sure if y'all got any music, y'all can always send it in at itsairedoutradio@gmail.com.
Don't forget the ITS at the beginning.
Yeah, please. It's ITS, airedoutradio@gmail.com. For those that are slow.
Hey, you can't insult her. But never mind. I digress. she right. Some of y'all be, I said it like 10 times, man. Y'all hate them. Y'all want
me
to blow.
Cool. It's cool. We get it the first time, but the second time, I'll be like, come on now. Come on. Y'all know better. But it's real easy. It's all on our pages. Me and Max, we crazy on Facebook, Twitter. It's all over the place. So, really no excuse.
Yeah, and if you can't find me on Twitter, you're lying. I'm Twitter King, baby. I probably talk to your mom on this thing.
Shout out to Youngtastic, not B. You know, he's the one that's promoting the party and everything, having a party on the 24th.
The 24th.
The Messing me up. I'm so uncoordinated right now. I can't even tell you. So what did you do this weekend?
Who, me?
Yeah. Who else am I talking to?
Man, look, I had a ball. I worked hard in the booth. We just did a show the other night called Rand out here in Philly. We had folks, we had hip hop, everything. We knocked it out, so that was good. Anytime I get to perform, you know, that's always fun.
Okay, that's what's up. I ain't really do nothing, run around, trying to look for something to wear for this party.
I can imagine.
I'ma try to keep it simple and plain this time, y'all. For real. So I don't wanna do nothing real extravagant. I'm gonna wait for us to have our own little thing, then I'll do something major then. Shout out to C Style, Bat Squares, Black Life Records, Smokey, Caloran. I know I'm saying this name wrong. Damn it. I'm not good with nobody's name, so I'm the wrong person to try to, you know, tell somebody to give a shout out to. Wrong one.
What about Philly Barbers?
Hopefully, yeah. We got their commercial. We got their commercial. Definitely. So, make sure, let's talk about the topic. Before we go any further.
The topic. I know it's going to be a heated discussion with this. Fight. Always trying to start some controversy.
Oh, my God.
It is. The topic of the night is, around what age should you retire as an artist? I'm waiting for this one.
Me, myself, personally, I think that as long as you make it moves, it really doesn't matter. As long as you got it in your blood, it matter. But if you like, crippled and you're just not doing nothing, I don't know. Like, I can't say crippled. Let me take that back, because I don't want nobody trying to beat me up with no damn pain or nothing. No, y'all know what I mean. Like, if y'all, like, really severely hurt and y'all still trying to, I don't know. Maybe I should have said that. I'm just saying, basically. No, for real. I don't want nobody trying to beat me up, you know, trying to look for me, hunt me down.
They
beat
you up.
That's true.
They gonna roll up.
They can hit me with that cane. What are you talking about? Y'all know what I mean.
They can't even get away. They can't. What, they gonna roll away from?
Listen, if y'all real, like, old, and don't try to do no new stuff. Like, we was talking about this all on Twitter. Don't try to do no new stuff. Like, just keep it from what y'all used to do, like, back in the day. We love to hear that. Like, MC Light, she'll be on in January.
Shout out to MC Light.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for her. You know,
I wonder if she'll still be the rough neck. I need to holler at her.
I don't know. That's a good question. You can ask her.
I got a couple questions for her.
Yeah, definitely. We all do.
I want to know why she needed that cappuccino.
So, anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Max Steele, Scoop, Rome, all our aired outers, Kim King. Y'all need some vocals. Check her out. She the one to talk to.
Shout out to Rocky Tyree too, if you listen. He building us up crazy out there in Arizona. I be checking his Facebook. He be going on for us like he part of the.
Rocky
so he
is
mind
mess.
Well. Rocky's
a mess.
He's a terrible man.
Rocky's
I love
mess.
Him for it.
Shout out to June Bugger, Airplane Ace. You know, all my little homies. Dom Shiz, I think I said him, man, Shank. So be cancer too, you know what I mean?
We be doing this all day. Tommy Stars.
Yeah, definitely.
E-Burners.
We gotta shout them out, because they're the people that call us every week, or, you know, definitely support us and have us all on these pages and stuff. So it's only fair.
Exactly.
So anyway, we're gonna hit these lines up, you know. They're getting a little crazy here. I don't wanna get too backed up, because I know we have some guests coming on. So anyway, we definitely want to hear y'all opinion about the topic, and make sure y'all speak up clearly so we can hear y'all. Shout out to the people that's on the net.
No much mouthing.
Yeah, you will get the bang bang for the newcomers, so I'm sorry. It's nothing you can do about it. Not unless I'm scared of you. You're going to get it.
And I ain't
okay?
Gonna be scared of nobody, so.
I'm scared of some people. But, you know, like Mook and all that, I ain't fucking with them. I'm like, I'm not hitting him with the bang bang. But if y'all don't speak up, I will hit anybody with that buzzer. I'm telling you right now. So, the wake up call. But anyway, we're gonna hit up the lines. 817. We're gonna get that 817 area code. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, when I call out your last four digits of your number, please state your name and all that good stuff. All right. 8052 Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
What it do?
What'd he do?
The Nightcrawler, you heard?
Nightcrawler.
What up, cousin?
Yeah, you was like number
That's
one on this. You wasn't playing.
Hey, man, I told you I was going to get you back this week, you heard?
Yes, yes, you definitely was serious. Look, you had so many people hitting me up.
Who you talking about?
Yo, they were.
Tell me something.
No, they wasn't even that. They was just like, yo, he's so fucking real. Yo, he the shit, da 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 da. Like, he real. Like, they was really supporting you, so.
Hey, man, I just got to keep the Squirrel World biz. You know, I ain't finna fake no jacks in any way, shape, fashion, or form. I do that with my music. Because my music, to me, is reality. You heard me? Everything I speak is the way I see it. I don't give a damn if you like my opinion or you don't like my opinion. One thing about it is everybody has one, and I'm going to make mine bluntly known if you like it or you don't. You heard me?
Right.
He got the exact epitome of what Aaron out is down to a fact. He know what time it is.
Did you hear anything? Did the guy that you were talking about, did he ever get a whiff of that you were talking
Frankly,
about?
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. He already knows.
Oh,
he already knows what's up.
Wow.
I don't fake jazz. Like I said, when a nigga see me, he already know what it is. And if he want to try to get with me lyrically, he can damn sure try. Because lyrically or physically, I crush this nigga. And that's what that is.
Mm. See, you ain't never tell us exactly what the heck happened. We will have to sit you down and do like an interview with you. Like, I really need to know.
Yeah, you know, he's not going to give us the steak right now. He's going to sell us the sizzle. He's going to sell us the sizzle. I know how you play.
You leaving us hanging. Like, we want to know.
That's as you should, though. We want to get an interview.
What did I tell you? I'm not going to let no bitch nigga ride on my coattails, you dig? That's just what that is. If the nigga actually can get up on my level and he actually can see me in that type of arena, then everybody will fully know who the blast situation is at. Till then, you can think about it. Some might know who it is. He definitely
know
who the fuck
from,
he
what,
is.
Tell everybody where you from again. We don't, you know, we in Philly. So.
Hey. Well, right now,
really
I'm in y'all neck of the woods. shit,
he
I'm originally back. No. Oh, well, shit. Man, put it like this. He from the PA area. And yeah, oh, nigga, man. I just called you out like that. So if you don't hear, you heard that there, you heard me?
Damn.
I heard you, but I ain't hear nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm prepared. I'm geared up all the way, baby. I can't talk this shit and not be about it. Guarantee you know if I said it, damn it, I meant that shit. You heard?
I know that's right. That's crazy. Well, you know, Homegirl sent her stuff in and everything, right? But
yeah,
I didn't get a chance to do the other two songs that she sent in, so.
That's all
I got
right.
Out
that's
of
all
my,
right.
Okay, definitely got you on the next week. Oh my god! So, what's going on with you other than that controversy?
Well, just because you said that particular word, that was the actual title of my album, which we just shortened that up to just I Am because we got some bite motherfuckers who want to try to backdoor my shit. Mm. So they're
going in, I call. I'm telling you, you gonna be playing.
Hey, man. Hey, man, it is what it is. I mean, if you're going to try to be like me, get like me. Other than that, do you, because I'm damn sure doing me to the fullest, you heard?
I know that's right. So, let everybody know they can reach you and stuff.
Y'all already know. Y'all can hit me up at nightcrawler@gmail.com. Yeah, and I would really like for y'all to do that because I want some responses, whether your responses are negative or positive. I don't care. All criticism is welcome. Just
make
please,
sure you
if you hit
spell
me,
it out for them too, because
oh,
I was looking
me,
for you. Yeah,
I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get that. I just want to make this point abundantly clear.
Uh-oh.
You can send your negative responses. I will take those all the way around. Just please don't be coming at me with no bullshit telling about how you can do better than this, that, and the other. Because if your ass coulda, you woulda.
Mm.
Just give me your honest comments. Know if you like it or you don't.
A man, is he a vicious guy?
You know what, Nightcrawler, let us hit you with the topic before you finish all that. Around what age should you retire as an artist?
And put it like this. As long as a nigga got the love for the music and you still feel you can get out there ain't no age group. There ain't no age range. I look at it like this. Music is music. We love music. We do this because we love music. Whether you're in it for the money or whether you're in it for the love, I don't give a fuck if you're 40 years of age. If you still think you can get your ass out there, handle your business.
Right. Definitely, definitely. Well said, well said. So go ahead and finish your info where they can reach you. Make sure you spell that, too, because I couldn't find you.
That is N, as in Nancy, I-T-E-K-W-R-A-L-A-H, 76. If you're looking for me on YouTube, don't put the 76 on there. If you're looking for me on my Gmail, my Yahoo, basically, just type in Nightcrawler. I guarantee you'll pull me up. I'm going to pop up. And we got the website still in the woodworks. It will be dropping out real soon. We got a new PR team that we've been negotiating with, so we damn sure about to hit you full-fledged. We about to bang these streets, set these motherfuckers on fire. I got my people shooting out, my whole CCE family. I got my boy Incog. He's on the line right about now. Y'all be looking out for Incog Negro, because check it out. That boy got some fire for your ass, too. You heard me?
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we definitely appreciate you calling up. Go ahead and introduce your song, the one that I got here.
I promised y'all was going to get out of my life. Told you. Special shout out to you, bitch nigga. You're out of my life, and that's what that's going to be.
Whoa. Hi.
I like him.
Hold that top space, but now it makes me sick just to look at your face. I will thank you though for this song you did inspire. But I would have pissed on you if your ass ain't caught fire. Sight for sore eyes, dry eyes, you may go sore. If you give a hoe a little, she'll be crying for more. Show her the door, what the hell are you still here for? And you can keep your damn keys, I take the lock to the door, bitch.
Air it out radio, it's that chick fire.
G-O-D. I was grooving. I like how they sampled that. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Was shout out to Nightcrawler for that.
Nightcrawler's a beast, man.
That was real
beast.
Creative. I like that.
Definitely is. He's definitely hard to handle. I like him. He's exciting.
You know what it is, bitch. Nickel.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to make sure you check out the website, of course, airitoutradio.net. So we on 10 to 1. Mondays, crazy. Can't fuck with us. Stop the back page. Yeah, I'm talking shit. I'm on your heels, nigga. Shout out to P Funk and Rock. Let me stop playing. You know, it's just all love. I'm very competitive. Aren't you, Max?
You have to ask.
No, I'm saying, you know, how we do.
Come on, man. This is Philly. This is my rock.
Yeah.
You check ball, nigga.
We be playing, though. We be playing. We gonna hit the lines up. Make sure y'all please be patient, y'all. For real, I'm serious. Like, if y'all hang up, I'm writing y'all numbers down. But if y'all hang up, it's 292. I'm going.
That's a threat, really. She gonna call you, hang up. Why you listen to my whole show? Why you listen to my whole show?
Yeah. So.
Be on your lawn and
nah,
all that.
Nah,
cause
they hit me up and they be like, oh, well, I was on the lawn and. So I don't want to hear it. Like, even to the last minute, I get everybody. So I don't even want to hear it. So. Next caller, 3448, Air It Out Radio. It's that chick, Max Steele.
Yo.
What's going on?
What's up?
Who this?
I don't know who is this.
Uh-oh, somebody about to get the bang bang.
Yeah.
Hold
up. Yeah.
Hold up. I'm about to hit you with the wake up. Who this?
I see my fault. I'm sleeping. My bad.
What's going on? It's who?
This reason.
Reason. Like, where you been?
I know, man. I've been chilling, trying to grind.
You been slipping. You cheating on us?
I'm tripping.
You cheating on us?
Yep.
Look,
I'm falling asleep out here, man.
We ain't even been on that long.
I know. I'm tripping.
You been working hard?
Trying to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you cheating on us. That's what it is.
Nah,
what's going on?
You just ain't want to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard your topic for the day.
What's your opinion on that?
What's your 2 cents?
I think if you're 40, you need to let it go.
40, let it go.
You need to let it go because your peak is gone.
No, fam. You got some Jay-Z fans that might be trying to hunt you down for saying that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a select few. Like, you know how it is with boxing, you got the B-Hops and the Roy Jones. There's only a special few that stay around, like your Jay-Z's and your Nas's and all that.
Right. What do you say to the people like MC Light and all them, the Big Daddy Kings that's, you know, doing these shows now, though, and they up there?
They still
making money though. Good money.
I mean, but they going up their pass.
True.
Like the wave is over.
He said the wave is over.
The wave died down. You got the new wave coming in, like the Nicki Minaj's and all that.
Right, that's true.
So
that's
I ain't hating on them, but they had their run.
Yeah, well, they still making money, so I guess that's a good thing. You know what, Reason? Where the hell is your music at? We still ain't got nothing from you. This is crazy.
I can't get it to MP4. I tried to
MP3.
Yeah, MP3.
MP3.
You're flipping, dog. You flipping.
But I can't.
You know what? Send it to me, and I'll do this one time thing with you. Okay.
Everybody on the line will be asking.
I know. Damn. You know what? It's been all some right. people that I've been converting. I ain't gonna say no names, but listen, if I got time, I will. If I don't, then y'all just shit out of luck. I'm just saying. But yeah, send me one. I'll do one. Help you out there.
All right, I got you.
There you go.
I'm gonna do it.
Tell everybody where they can reach you and all that good stuff before we let you go.
Oh, on Facebook, Reason, space it, and put GMB on my Facebook. On the YouTube, if you want to see my videos, type in
Nobody
Black
wants to see a video. No, I'm just joking.
Nah.
I'm just fucking with you.
Type in Black Flag Movement 6-1. Make sure it's all together in the search box. Who's the boy talking about the people out of Pennsylvania and all that?
The Nightcrawler. I told you, he be getting mad love. People be like, yo, who that? That's how you know you're making a statement on this joint. Like, people will start asking questions like, who was that? Who was that? So, and that, this is the second appearance on here, Nightcrawler. Shout out to him.
He a little arrogant motherfucker, ain't he?
We love it.
Yeah, I love
it's
it.
There's a whole lot of arrogant people on here, trust me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you got to be that way if you're trying to be the best at what you do.
Of course. You know? In a good way, Nightcrawler, in a good way.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right,
thanks, Ray.
I'm going to send it to you, Flyer. I'm going to send it to you. Hopefully you can take care of that for me. I ain't got to go through the struggle no more.
Yes, I got you. Just one, right? Just one.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Take it easy, Jay.
You too,
we
my
got,
man.
We got one person that's deciding that they're too old. Dre said he's retiring.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Dre?
Yeah. I mean, how hard is it, though?
Well, he ain't really. I mean, he behind the scenes.
He's talking about as an artist, though. He talking about, like.
Oh, I've been retiring him. He ain't really did nothing.
Everybody,
really?
Apparently, for some reason, people think that the whole world's waiting on this Detox album. I'm like, I don't care at this point. But that's just my opinion.
Right.
Nonetheless, I love Dre music behind the boards, though.
He's just too busy. He's trying, you know. Anyway, we're going to hit up 2235 Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's good, Fire? This your boy, Static. I'm here with my nigga, Mr. Flo. We Dark Side. What's up? We in here. We're good.
Mr. Flo. What's going on with y'all?
I ain't nothing.
Yeah, y'all ain't speak to my co-host. What's up with that?
Ignorant.
My fault. Shouts out to him. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the whole Air It Out Radio, whoever listening.
Max Phil for y'all that's on the line. Max Phil. See, Max, you got to start talking. They think you ain't here half the time.
No, I'm sitting there eating, I mean.
No, you know.
Nah, they just like they want to talk to the female. I understand it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I'm calling the show. I'm in the female here too. I ain't knocking their hustle. Don't get it twisted.
So what's going on? I don't got no music from y'all, do I?
Yeah, it's on the Trey. Yeah, it's Dark Side, but it's on the Trey Jackson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about to say like I don't remember them names at all.
Yeah,
had me looking bad up in this joint. You know, we got Q probably listening, y'all. Y'all got to make me look good, man. Y'all got to make me look good. Make a bitch look good. Come on.
We got you with the music, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And the music play, you know what I'm saying?
So what's up with the album, mixtape, or whatever?
The mixtape is out now. It's called The Introduction.
Okay.
Yeah. You can find it www.darksidemusic.com, M-U-Z-I-K. You know what I'm saying? You can find all our Twitters there, our MySpace page. Everything is pretty much linked to that page if you ever want to check us out or contact us. Everything is on that page. You know?
And now say your name fully and spell it real quick. Not real quick, but you know what I mean. Out clearly so everybody can get it.
Dark Side. D-A-R-K-S-I-D-E. Dark Side.
Okay.
And our independent name, Static, S-T-A-T-I-C-K. And Mr. Flo, spell your name, Mr. Flo. MIZTAFLOW.
All right, that's what's up. Well, we're going to hit y'all with the topic. What y'all, around what age do y'all think that an artist should retire?
It it really depends. I put it like this. If you're not feeling what you're doing no more, I mean, then it's time for you to stop. You know what I'm saying? But as long as you're feeling it and you still in love with the music, then you go until, you know what I'm saying, your heart takes the last beat, you know. What you think, Mr. Flo?
And I think the same thing. I mean, if you're still hungry for it, like when you first started, you keep doing it.
Definitely. Your heart definitely
got to
be in that, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah, by the way, our debut single will be dropping in January, so be on the lookout for that. It's called Do It Big. Yeah. So y'all just be on the lookout for that.
Okay. What song are we playing tonight?
Crazy. The song is called Crazy. And the title will speak for itself, you know, because I feel a lot of people can relate to that song, you know. So I figured that would be the first one, you know what I'm saying, we'll hit them with just to let them hear it real quick.
All right, well, go ahead and introduce it. We're going to get right into it.
Okay, y'all. The song is called Crazy. I know y'all going to feel this, you know what I'm saying. You can relate to it. You know, hit us up on the on our website, www.darksidemusic.com, for the comments. Let's get it.
Someone help me find my mind. I think I lost it. I think I lost it. Somewhere in the darkness. Now my heart's frozen. Cause I misplaced my conscience. I'm going crazy. 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 Someone help me find my mind. I think I lost it. I think I lost it. Somewhere in the darkness. Now my heart's frozen. Cause I misplaced my conscience. I'm going crazy. Crazy.
Smelling they fucking bodies in my face. My fucking brain's sick. Man, only these niggas on that bullshit, better pray to God that I get some dedication. I'm tired of playing with them. Fuck it, I'm too tall. Got something for any motherfucker that want it. But I promise you don't really want it. Fuck what you told me. I take your shit and treat you like pussy that I be boning. Your ass ain't never been up against a nigga like me. Your crew is full of some actors. Run and get you some practice. Then we make it happen. But next time I see you, I ain't talking, motherfucker. I'm just gutting your fucking stomach. I got an appetite for the blood of these bitch niggas. Leaving bodies with the prints of my fingertips in them. I'ma kill until I silence these voices, man. I'm crazy. Try me if you think I'm fucking playing.
Air it out radio.
Air it out radio. Is
man,
that chick fire?
Yeah.
That chick fire.
And it's the God.
Yeah. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Air It Outers that's listening right now. Make sure y'all be patient. Please, if you're on the line and you want to talk, press 1. Okay? So
don't be afraid. We won't bite that much.
No. We're going to hit up the call of 6080 Air It Out Radio.
What's happening, y'all?
What's happening?
That bread again?
That tip fire. Max, you the God. What up, dog?
What up, G? I meant to hit you earlier. I got your call later, but I was on my way down here. We definitely got a bill, like ASAP.
Don't ever write a diss record by my ass, man.
I heard you on the voicemail. I meant to ask
you. Are y'all kidding me?
What was that about? What did
man,
I do?
We on the air. Y'all know that, right?
Hey, I heard your voicemail message, and I got scared. He said, "Now this is for everybody who don't fuck
oh
with me." I said, "Oh shit! I'm glad I fuck with my nigga."
And our radio, we on the air. Brad,
I'm sorry,
Matt.
I didn't mean to use profanity.
Yeah,
fans.
Y'all could do that later. Anyway,
what's
going on?
What's up,
man, because it's the callers is on here crazy. Like y'all could do that on another note, you know?
She want all your attention, bro. Go ahead.
Nah, like it's people that want to get on, y'all could hit each other up with a text or whatever, you know? How about that?
Hey, with a tweet. I'm sorry, what's happening? Team Tech on Music Entertainment. Matrix, you know what I'm saying? Air it out radio, what it do?
What is going on with you?
Hey,
you
know,
listen,
Brian,
what do you think about the topic?
I feel as though if rock music, not rock musicians, jazz musicians, you know what I'm saying, if they can rock out till they 80, 90 years old like Ozzy Osbourne, then if you a rapper and you a writer, then you can do the same thing if that's where you at with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at CeeLo, look at Jay, look at M. You know what I'm saying? These dudes, you know, they getting up there in age, man. But you know, if you still got it, man, go ahead and do your thing. And then even if it don't fly here, you can always go to Europe and tour forever. They love hip hop.
That's true.
Yeah, CeeLo just dropped a banger too. I'm banging that always.
Yeah, man. Art don't care about age. If the art good, let's go.
Definitely. We got.
Do we have any?
Yeah, we got music in here for now.
You got new music?
Oh yeah, man. I got a little something I did with the King of Pop. Rest in peace, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's called Rock With You. You know what I'm saying? Something for the ladies. You did.
Oh okay. Yeah. I do got that.
Working
right, well,
on my new project, you know.
Okay. And when's that dropping?
That's dropping January 4th. You know what I'm saying? That's Matrax, Drain of a Dial Movie and Entertainment. It's called The Treatment. So that's dropping June 4th. Got Petey Crack on there, Glenn Lewis on there. It's crazy. Jessica Caremore. It's about to go down.
Glenn Lewis.
Yeah, man.
You said that's what's on the mind. You got any work with Fell on that album?
Ah, man, listen. I hollered at Phil, man. I'm waiting for him to get back. He out Arizona. I'm waiting for him to get back at me.
Good luck.
Right. Yeah,
so,
man, he's hard to catch up with.
He gave you all the links already?
No, that's what I'm trying to get him to do.
Oh,
go ahead
yeah,
and give him your links and stuff.
Okay, I'm at Twitter, BREAD_BRUH. You know what I'm saying? I'm following Air It Out Radio all day and faint. I'm on Facebook, Bread Music with a Z, MUZIC. And my website, www.breadmuzic.com. Come holler at me, man. Come get some.
Definitely. All right, go ahead and introduce your song.
Hey, this joint called Rock With You, man, with the King of Pop, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. It's for the ladies out there, man. And a big up and thanks and respect to Air It Out Radio, man, for messing with a player. Love y'all.
I wanna rock.
Oh, man, I'm in my zone right now. Hey, thanks to the King of Pop, man, for making everything we doing right now possible, man. Rest in peace. Life is good, and shawty, you look great. Yeah, you. It's true, I wanna rock with you all night. Only if it's good. First of all, your hotel off the wall and let me tell you what a player looking for in a chula chica, pretty eyes, pretty features, manicure, pedicure. Just damn, you a diva and glad to meet you. You can call me Ricky Rizzy. Cornbread, it's a bad when we get busy. I know I'm fresh and really can't help it. I see you with your girlfriend, pimpin' ain't selfish. You playing, you saying that she out your life now. You trying to rebuild, I can lay the pipe down. Yeah, it won't stop till you get enough. Got me working day and night, banging till your body busts. Okay, alright, okay then. Let burn this joint down, freaking me is caged in. You with it, so you can get it on the dance floor. Ain't about to fall in love, but y'all gotta let you know. Nobody invincible. I'ma keep it strapped up, Navy SEAL general. Aiming for the pleasure principle, I hit the bullseye. Body language say it all you gotta say is ah. Like you walking on the moon, right? Fighting like a werewolf, sucking like a vampire. Red getter, make her by the pillar. Kill her when I drill her, she gon' thank me for the thriller. Baby, I beat it right. Bang it till you blow. You making history, probably the first.
Radio, is that chick fire?
And it's the G-O-D.
That's right. Mondays, 10 to 1, baby. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all the Air It Outers. Oh, my God, the line is bananas.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. We're going to take one of our guests right now because I don't want to get overwhelmed. I know everybody's on the line going crazy like, no! But we got to get him. So we definitely appreciate everybody hanging on. If you can, I'm going to try to get everybody to, even to the last minute. And, I hook y'all up with those exclusives and whatever I need to do to please y'all so y'all don't be mad at me and the VIP treatment and all that stuff. So definitely hang in there if y'all can. I'll try to get y'all to the last minute. So without further ado, we're going to get to our guests, one of our guests. So, 5623 at our radio. What's going on, Eddie?
Oh, what's good? What's good, yeah, man? What's good, oh, yeah, man?
Jesus, how?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah.
That's thing now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm not howling.
You the hower. So what's going
good
on, Eddie?
I'm feeling good, yeah, man. Thanks for having me on the show today, you know what I mean?
Of course, of course. Definitely. Tell everybody where you from and all that good stuff.
Pittsburgh, PA. I mean, it's still a city, black and gold, representing the Hill District, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Indie label hood Democrat, you know.
You said indie label?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
As long as it's indie, you good with me. That means you already
Definitely,
point.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm indie. I'll be indie, man, to, I mean, only thing I need is that distribution.
Right? Don't y'all all. Don't y'all all. So you wouldn't go, you wouldn't try to get a record label to get you to sign anyway? To get signed, you're not even looking that route?
No, I want distribution. I want to go the route, like, I got everything. I'm doing everything myself. Like, I'm already, like, I'm smart enough to know what I got to do to get my music out to the people. It's just more money and, you know what I mean, bigger marketing, you know what I mean? But for real, for like a record label, like I already got ringtones. I already got ringtones for like Verizon and Sprint and AT&T already on iTunes. And I mean, we do the videos. You know what I mean, so like we pushing ourselves. We just need a bigger push, like bigger distribution. I don't need no record label. You know what I mean? Just give me.
Yeah, I was checking him out. He seemed pretty much self-contained already.
I mean, like, yeah, definitely. I mean, because, like, I ain't trying to run for that help. I'm trying to build like, the brand of Eddie Barnes and Hood Democrat to a point, like, where the record label coming, like, yeah, we're going to give you this for this. And it'll be, like, if not a fair deal, it'll be close instead of them giving you something crazy and you working for, like, 6 albums and 5 albums and you ain't getting paid nothing for real, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what I'm on right now.
Right. So how
start
would
the
you
movement.
Yeah. Everybody got to start that movement for real. You know what? I don't know why I was thinking you was from New York. I have no idea why. Do you get that a lot or is it just me?
Yeah, like a lot of people. Yeah, mostly like, I don't know, like mostly they say like Harlem or Queens. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's just like, just the area I was from, like Chauncey Drive, like growing up, there was like a more like a, it was like a New York atmosphere. You know what I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like that type of swag and vibe up that way, like, you know what I mean, even on the Hill District, period. I mean, that's just.
I think I know why people think you from New York, because I'm hearing that now. I mean a lot.
yeah.
I'm just giving you that shit dead giveaway right there.
I don't know. It's something about his swag. It seems like he's from New York, but that's good to know. He's from Philly. Philly, shout out to Philly. Definitely.
Pittsburgh,
wow.
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
The Bird. He the man of Bird.
Yeah, Bird. Yeah,
I mean. Bobby.
Oh. Yeah, man.
I'm definitely loving it. The Caliente thing is that.
Yeah.
I like it anyway. I don't care what else say.
Thank you.
Everybody else got their own opinions.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, what's the next move?
The next move? Oh, the video for that Caliente. I mean, video for the Caliente. I mean, we pushing that everywhere. A lot of DJs right now, like, I mean, a lot of people are showing that Caliente love. Yeah, I mean, it's like, then we going to hit the clubs with it. Like, we trying to go strong with that Caliente. I mean, then after that, we got another song. I got mad songs, like, coming up the follow, like, the Caliente, like, a club song that I have. Matter of fact, it's the remix of the Caliente right now. We working on with Adonis.
Oh, shout out to Adonis.
Amazon. Get around.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm doing a lot of, I mean, like, a big things. But when I say we, I mean, like, as far as we, I mean, like, the whole hood Democrat. Like, we moving right now, you know what I mean? So we just trying to get the music out there, get it heard from city to city, you know what I mean, state to state. And it's grind everything ourselves, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's basically what we doing right now.
Okay. Well, I know you, I was reading somewhere, well, not reading, but like looking at your stuff and whatever, and I know you talk freely about, you know, you being incarcerated and all that stuff. So, like, has that changed your attitude from rapping now?
Well, what'd you think as far as, like, we talking about, because when you was reading something on the being incarcerated, like, for real, for like, just thinking, like, I didn't really, you know what I mean, it wasn't like, I'm not going to be on here lying, like, it wasn't no long time or nothing, like, you know what I mean, like, probably got locked up for, like, a week or something, came out, and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, it wasn't no jail time,
mm-hmm.
I mean, so, like, mainly, it didn't really change nothing, for real, you know what I mean. But just me growing up as a, you know what I mean, as a man and just going through the things, you know what I mean, changed everything as far as, like, the lyrics is what I was doing as far as rapping and the way I was thinking and, you know.
I mean, did you go in there as a rapper or you came out as a rapper?
I've always been rapping since I was, like, 4 years old. Like,
you know how some people come out and they're like, oh, they're a straight rapper.
Some
people go in and they just are straight up rapper.
He can't even convert to Islam in that much time.
I mean, nah.
Okay, that's what's up.
Oh,
so
man, I've been rapping,
man. What's your ultimate goal with it? Would you ask me?
No, go ahead.
I said, what's your ultimate goal, though? Did you want to hit the big screen? Like, where do you see this ending for you? I know it don't just
ending
end with
me.
Rap.
Yeah. Like, no, this just ain't going to end with rap. Like, I see myself, like, I'm trying to get into, like, movies, clothing. Like chains of food. Helping out.
Kanye West back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm getting my marketing. I'm trying to be like, you know what I mean? Like doing some big things. Like, you know what I mean, you gotta put that money up. You can't be walking around like, oh, if you blow you sell a million right here or a million ringtones or whatever, you think you're gonna grab this chain for $100,000. Well, I'm the type of dude, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna grab that and grab a business, you know what I mean?
Right.
So try to get back to the hood, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
You see me passing turkeys out in the hood somewhere, like, I'm really doing it. I don't need no camera. Somebody just caught that on the camera, so that's what I'm trying to do, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So what should we expect from you in 2011?
My clothing line, what I'm coming out with, it's going to get bigger as far as, like, online, trying to bring it out to, like, stores, hopefully get that big. It's the
shirts.
Yeah,
this shit is already
like,
online?
Yeah, it's online right now. Like, as
I
far
want
as,
a
like,
shirt.
What's the clothing line name? Give people all of it. You got to let them know everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. It's the clothing line is Hood Democrat. You know what I mean? It's the name of the indie label. You know what I mean? The name of the label. We got the Hood Democrat tees. And then for, like, the females, we got the Barnesy Barbie t-shirts. And, you know, like, the Barnes name on a t-shirt for the female tees, you know what I mean, is, like, the Barbie lettering. For like the Barbie toy.
You got some of Cole's, the free ones.
Huh?
Yeah, some of
Cole's. He talking about, huh?
I was trying to get it.
I know. You know, he just passed me over. He was like, he kept talking like, I don't hear you, bitch. I don't hear you. No, free ones.
No,
I'm just joking.
Nah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, y'all both will get some teas, you know what I mean?
Y'all heard it right, y'all. Y'all heard it.
Definitely.
Free.
I mean, it's
free.
All love, man. It's all love. It's free, you know what I mean?
Free.
Man, you know what I'm saying, though? The whole thing is, though, you know what I'm saying, y'all get the t-shirts, I get the different color t-shirts, I just got to take some pictures for me in it, you know what I mean, send it to
me. Yeah, that's what I was saying, man.
I
wear 2X, yellow looks hot on me, yellow and green.
Yellow and green, definitely, you know what I mean.
Yellow and green. All right, well, we're going to hit you with the topic. First, do you have anything that you want to tell us, like, that we don't know about you or you would like for everybody to know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, for that Caliente, I want everybody to go out to sendmemobile.com, you know what I mean, where they could get this ringtone on their Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, T-Mobile, Nextel, Autel, you know what I mean? Also, it's on iTunes, anybody with an iPod, iPad, I mean, definitely. But, like, the clothing, it's going to be more clothing coming out 2011. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be, like, the more people is coming on the label. Like, for the person who produced the song, his name is Buck 50. He's a producer. You know, he's, like, he's doing a lot of work. Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, you'll hear Buck 50 mostly on all my tracks because, like, he's just, like, the boy's good, man. Yeah, I mean, and we have another artist named Hog coming out. We'll be coming out in 2011, Black Heart Sun. So it's just, like, Hood Democrat. There's more people and artists on the label besides me. It's just, you know, I'm coming out as the front man. So I want everybody to go grab the iTunes. And definitely I want to give shouts out to y'all, you know what I mean, for having me on the show, man. I do appreciate it. You know what I mean? Y'all show is hot, so, you know what I mean? I definitely appreciate that, you know what I mean?
You're not leaving yet, is he?
Yeah, we gotta get.
I feel like he just got on the line.
Time goes by quick when you're having fun. Don't it, Eddie?
Yeah, definitely.
You like Eddie or you like Ed?
Nah, that's like, for a lot of people, just say this Barnes, basically. Though,
Barnes.
You know what I mean?
Barnes,
yeah.
Baby. I feel you on that. So what we playing tonight? I don't know why you're mad, right?
By Buck 50. You know, like I said, grab that on sendmemobile.com, iTunes.
Definitely. Eddie Porn.
Yeah, Born, show these niggas they ain't fucking with you out here.
I got you.
You the hottest out.
Definitely.
Caliente hot.
Oh. Put them, baby. What you know about Ciroc, Ikey coming out of fountain. Or red bottom Louis V designed by LaBountain. I told mommy no cheese and now her ass is pouting. Every song I touch is Caliente, why they doubting? Can make the gun bebop, but no, I'm not a B-boy. They think I'm Escobar's son or I roll with D-boy. Team full of stars, like them Dallas C-boy. D&G shades on the millions, what I see, boy. My cigars be acid, bitches just be plastic. The blues fab is empty. But the 50 counts of rats. Niggas staring hard, I know they thinking damn that bastard. Either you gon' fuck with me or go get your gun, boy. My swag is on point, plus we got them hollow points. Any nigga and his bitch can get hit with this joint. Niggas hitting hard, man, and I don't really see the point. Bitches scream they wanna ride us, but it's not Cedar Point, boy. I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got them choppers, got that crop, kid. No, we can't be stopped. See, money ain't shit to us, the roads are getting. About chocolate diamonds straight out of cage, or 223s coming straight out of cage. One Dutch of AK-47 got me dazed. Either you gon' grind or you won't get paid, boy. I'm dressed in all red, young kid, can you dig? You tricking on deuces, I'm getting free damn head. Put Paneros out of business, that's how much we getting bread. Plus my name is notorious, but no, I'm not big, boy. Christian Archer shirt, the Chuckers be Gucci. Your swag is Xerox, I can tell you're a newbie. Barney Phil Bird, bitch, we gon' shoot this movie. Two cups of airy monster, got me feeling groovy, boy. Dolce and Gabbana, nigga, be the Roma. That baby man come out, no Lisa and Homer. Striped star shirt, like I switched it with a soldier. So you gon' start saluting, better listen or it's over, boy. I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got some choppers, got that crop, kid, no, we can't be stopped. Money ain't shit to us, the roads are getting popped, boy. Bring the ice off, cause we Caliente hot. I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got them choppers, got that guap, kid. No, we can't be stopped. Money ain't shit to us, the roads are getting popped. About foursomes with models and singers. Or snap on you money so you take that nigga's beamer. Dude stealing work so you break that nigga's finger. And if he didn't learn, then you break that nigga's arms, boy. Blunt a kush just as long as a pole stick. My pretty mixed bitch can flood a bit like a pole bitch. SK in the club, hell yeah, I got pole bitch. So calm the fuck down or catch bullets like Heinz War. Mommy and fishnets ass like a basketball. Feet in her Honda proof, I smash off the alcohol. Middle of the club, getting brains blowing elders off. And you can't beat me, so y'all niggas might as well join me, boy. I'm dressed in all black, beam on the gas. I really don't want to use it, but I'll blow off your cap. And my cheese is unstanding, so don't worry about a rap. But if that nigga tell, burn his fur and pull his whiskers, boy. I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got some choppers, got that crop, kid. No, we can't be stopped. Money ain't shit to us, the roads are getting popped, boy. Bring the ice off, cause we Caliente hot. I don't know if you heard, we the cream of the crop. Got them choppers, got that guap, kid. No, we can't be stopped. Money ain't shit to us, the roads are getting popped, boy. Bring the ice off, cause we Caliente hot, boy.
Radio is Satchin Fire.
It's the G-O-D-D.
For those that are just tuning in, make sure y'all press one whenever.
Do you need any more people pressing one? Really?
I mean, you know, some people don't know. They newbies. So y'all got to press one if y'all want to talk. And when we call your last four digits out of your phone number, make sure you speak up. And then we're talking to you directly. So we're going to hit these lines up a little bit more because they're getting crazy before we get another guest come on the show. We're going to hit up 8735 Aired Out Radio. What's good?
What's good with y'all? Y'all already know who this is.
We do? Who does know?
Yeah, I know by now. Call consecutively every week, every Monday.
Who are you?
It's Shank, man.
I'm just joking with you, Shank.
You weren't joking.
No, I am joking.
What up, cousin? I'm here. Why you sound like you way far away?
I don't know. I'm on speaker. I don't know.
Why you got us on speaker?
Because his man's busy. He doing something he's supposed to be doing. No front for me.
Come on, man. Get the audio right. Get the audio right.
What's the deal, though?
What's going on with you?
I'm trying to find out from you. You want to talk about the topic? You want to talk to us? What? You got a love connection? What?
Hopefully both.
I'm chilling and watching. I'm watching Martin right now. I'm on TV One right now.
Which episode?
I'm chilling. No, you know, we got the CDs about to drop. Dom won't drop any day now. He won't drop when he want to drop. As far as I go, you know, my CD done, but, you know, I'm waiting for Dom to go, and I'm going to come after him. You know, same old format, same old thing every week. I'm waiting for my exclusive. Then I'll get into detail.
Yes, yes, yes. We definitely going to do that. You know me. I'm behind like a motherfucker. I definitely want to do that. I'm serious. I was just thinking about that today. I said, oh, my God, I got to do the exclusive. So, anyway, like Max said, you wanted to touch the topic, or?
You got to run it by me one more time.
The topic is, around what age should an artist retire?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it all depends, like, what type of artist. You talking rap or any type of artist, man?
Any type of artist.
I mean, no age. Whenever they feel like they're ready to give it up and they accomplish all they wanted to accomplish, that's what I think. Like, it shouldn't be an age. Like, it's people, like, look at Stevie. Stevie's still performing, you know. He old,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You can't put an age on good work, on good art, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Anyway, you know.
Like Mick Jagger and Kiss and all them, they like, how are they, like 50, 60 almost?
As long as you're still relevant, then, you know, yeah. But some people, it's just ending, whether they're relevant or not. It's just the love they got, you know, just.
Janet, like, was she like, 50 almost? Janet Jackson?
Who?
Yeah. Janet Jackson, ain't she like 50?
Probably
she
like
up there.
40.
She still doing her? Well, trying to. Anyway.
I don't know, because Mike was 50, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was like.
Yeah, Mike was like, wasn't he like the baby?
No, Janet was the baby.
That's right,
wasn't
that's right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, she wasn't that far behind.
But if you look, though, Janet is like, she's just starting to blow up again. Like, she's starting to get all over the movie screen, like, just now.
Yeah, but she's doing the movie thing.
That's what I'm saying. But
yeah.
That's still part of being an artist, though.
Yeah, exactly.
To go hand in hand. Like, they skills always been more than just music. They've been performing.
Yeah, but she's an actress. It's different. It's kind of different because she's sliding into the actress thing now. Actress and artist is kind of a little different.
Not really.
But I know what you're saying, Fly. You talking about big artists. But no matter what you do, you love it. You done with it when you're done with it. Whenever you feel like you want to be done with it, no matter how old you get.
Like they say, whenever you ain't getting a lot of fans and you got five fans or whatever. Yeah,
I mean, it all depends on what the audience wants out of it. Like, you know, everybody's different. Some people don't want millions of everybody wants millions of dollars, but everybody don't want to be, like, totally famous and out there and everything. Some people just want to be comfortable and just cool. They don't really want much from it. It's just all in the love and what you do. That's all.
It's all about your success level. Long as your success is straight, you should keep moving.
Yeah, like that all depends on what success to that person or to that artist, you know.
Exactly. Cause, you know, everybody don't look at, like you said, everybody don't look at $1 million as their goal.
Yeah, like, you know, I could sell 10,000 mixtapes and that's successful. Like, I feel like I'm successful. You know, I succeeded in something. You know, that's all success, being successful is succeeding in what you're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely.
They schooling your young bucks.
Yes. It don't come, it ain't about money.
So, Shank, tell everybody your website information and all that good stuff.
They already know what it is, trapfiles.com, Facebook, I be on there sometimes, but, you know, Trapfiles, that's the website, that's what I'm doing right there.
Okay.
MySpace, you go to that, you know, just look me up.
Just look me up. All right, what song we getting in tonight?
Guardian Angel, yeah. Guardian Angel, produced by Big Face Dunny.
Oh, Big Face Dunny, is he made the beat or he on
he
here
the,
too?
He made the beat.
Okay. Yeah, Dunny, get at me. I need a beat.
Right,
Aired Out Radio. It's that chick fire.
And it's the G-O-D.
Make sure y'all check out the website, airedoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Aired Outers on the line.
Shout out to Club Adesso, too.
Yes, yes.
1519 Walnut Street. We will be in the building.
Crazy.
On Wednesday.
Yes.
Losing our must with mine.
I'm glad it's before Thanksgiving, so I'll probably pack on like 10 pounds, you know, so I'm glad it's beforehand. So that's a good thing. Shout out to E-Burners and everybody on the line. I know Rome, I think he's on there. Y'all got to hang in there. I'm definitely going to get to y'all. Dom Shiz, what's going on? Air It Out Radio, you up next. What's going on? What the hell?
Oh, man. You hear that?
I'm about to bang on you.
Yeah, you know.
Dom, what the hell are you doing?
I ain't going to even get into all that, but that's that beat I'm working on next.
What?
Man, I said that's that beat I'm working on next.
Is it?
Your boy Dom Shiz, for those that don't know, you know me.
He too damn cool for me. Who hurt you?
That was
what's
that beat I'm working on next, you know.
I didn't know
that's
you did beats, Dom.
That's a Benny beat too. Big Face Benny in the building. That's a Benny beat.
Oh, that's a Dunny beat. Shout out to Dunny, man. I'm telling you, man, I need a beat. For real. Hook a bitch up. Anyway.
Let you know how we do, man. We just... over here working here always. What's up, Max? You in the building?
He's on
Max
the
guy, where you at?
I'm here, I'm listening.
So the album, the mixtape is out, right? What's going on with that? How's that turning out?
It's still coming, man. I'm supposed to be going in that cave like first week of December, trying to please me, and you know. Me going it down over there, you
man,
know.
Man, F the Batcave. How about that? Tell P-Funk I said it. No, I'm just joking. Let me stop.
Say that again.
I said F the Batcave. How about that?
I'm just
playing.
Hey, but hey, man, you feel that way, you feel that way. But, you know, I'm showing all love. It don't matter to me, you know. When I
you
get
know I
man,
got love for them. Go ahead.
Shout out to Batcave, man. P-Funk love you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what's the deal though? What's the whole topic and all that? Like, what's going on?
The topic is, around what age should you retire as an artist?
When I die.
When I die. I know
yeah,
that's right.
That was my answer.
You know what I'm saying? That's a real rat. If I'm in it, I'm in it to win it.
Right. I could dig that. Definitely dig
it. No turning back. No turning. Y'all ain't got that hit from my man, Mr. President Shank. No turning back. No turning back. Y'all ain't got that song?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I got asked to send that joint to y'all. That joint crazy. But yeah, man, we over here just trying to keep it moving, trying to stay above water. We ain't doing too much. We just trying to survive out here, you know. Just did that fish we hit the trap video. I don't know. If you have Facebook, you probably seen it. I'll be posting that shit anyway. Like, so, like,
okay.
You know what I mean? And we got the next video with Knock Knocks coming soon, you know. It's going to be crazy. Me and my man staying back and forth. It's like, knock, knock, who's there? Trap, who? That's how they promote Showtime. That's okay. But I'm going to cut it short. But that's just like.
No, he going to rap the whole song, too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, bringing it back, you know.
Shout out to Dubop. So we're going to get into one of your songs. I don't know which one you want to get into. Probably Hit the Trap, I guess.
Nah,
it's good, though, because you want to get them familiar with at least one song. So it's
I
cool.
mean, yeah. I got a bang there, I guess. I mean, I did tell you I got it last time, so I'm going to go back and forth. I don't even think I'm going to send y'all no more tracks to the next year. I'm just going to bang out these two singles.
Wow, he said that like it's a long time away or something.
Like, I don't want to give out too much. I gotta buy that CD, man. I don't get that. And you know, miss of giving you my mixtape. Like, yeah, go play number 897. No,
All right, so we're going to get in and hit the trap.
Don
Shiz, baby.
Can the crowd stay down? Watch the paper raise up. Pushing out of house today, asking for a wage up. Can the crowd stay down? Watch the paper raise up. Pushing out of house today, asking for a wage up. Can the crowd stay down? Watch the paper raise up.
Yeah. Come on.
Watch the paper raise.
You already know what it is. Let's go.
Hey,
down. You have to show these niggas, man. Make these niggas believers, man. Philly. Let's go. Yeah. I'm trying to win while your other niggas lose us. Me, I be on a trap, I got it focused, you suck. Yeah, you got me screwed up, and I ain't talking screwed up. When I pull that suit up, your body get screwed up. Then they dissing you up, you suck. And don't nobody care, they give two fucks, you nuts. Dime shit, this bananas, AK, cause bananas. Whoa, so niggas better split quick. Before I grip the hammer, whoa, get they shit split quick. Before I flip the hammer, flick your bling, your mop the floor, yeah, I spit your span. Ha
couple more calls, and then we're going to hit up one of our guests that's calling in. 2829, Air It Out Radio, what's good? What's going on?
You. Air It Out Radio, what's up? I got you, what's up? DJ No Frills, the Maybach at his mixtape, Ish, the Rolls Royce at his radio, Ish from F and Top of Line. You know I had to call in and air it the fuck out with a PH. Why not?
Definitely.
Brazils, what up, cuz?
What's up, man? Awesome, real Ish. I'm just calling in. If
for my bro, Key West, you know what I mean? Just congratulating him. Got the new mixtape, Best of Key West, you know what I mean?
You know, on the line yet?
I want to show you some love, all right? You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Yeah, you ain't calling me back till I'm trying to hit you up. You know what I was calling for.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. You know what I mean? You know I fucks with you with a PH. You know what I mean? So, it's all love. I mean, where West at?
He coming on. I'm going to take a couple more calls before I talk to him.
I'm early calling. Yeah, I just want to let everybody know. You know what I mean? I want to do a little cross-moving real quick. Check me out, UEradioLive.com from 6 to 10 with Benja Styles, Big OC. And also, we got the reality show called The Big Picture. Check us out on YouTube. Catch me wild out buying lottery tickets. And also, check me out, new cartoon in the works. DJ No Frills, I'm about to be a character. Me, Freeway, Schoolie D. And first episode coming. So it's going to be on YouTube and hopefully Cartoon Network one day. So, you know.
Did you just say him, Schoolie D, and Freeway?
No, me, Schoolie D. I'm
that's major from Philly.
Yeah,
now.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's the Freeway.
It's done. Well, Freeway not going to be on every joint. It's going to be artists from all over the country. But, I mean, me and Schoolie D and an artist named Cookie Rabinowitz is going to be on the show every week. So we're going to have different artists from, like, you know, next one. I mean, you know, I don't want to let the cat out the bag. I don't want to give him too much. I don't like talking about it, but the Freeway episode is definitely coming. So PSP is working, so.
Okay.
It's just working definitely. On. We expanding PSP. We want the cartoons and videos and shit. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Get that. We fucks with you. I got
with
you.
With a PH though. Gotta be with a PH.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Somebody say fuck DJ No Frills. Make sure they put at DJ No Frills Twitter. You know what I'm saying? But with a PH.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Think we should ask Frills the question?
Yeah, we gotta ask you the question.
What you think about the topic of the night? We need to refresh your memory.
The topic was about what you want to do when your career is over, something like that.
Nah.
Around what age?
We got close.
That was real close.
Around what age should you retire as an artist?
Would I retire as an artist?
I said, around what age should an artist retire?
Not you,
an artist retire. Oh, I mean, it's hard to say depending on. It's all about how the artist feels. I mean, you never could tell somebody to quit on a dream, but, I mean, like DMX, I mean, I don't know his age, but he's definitely up there. And, I mean, even when he got put on, he was up there for real. So, I mean, it's all about how you feel. Like, if you feel young, because there's some dudes that's, like, 20 years old, they feel burnt out. Like, I know some person, like, and, I mean, they burnt out. So it's all about how you feel. And, I mean, you know, but it's definitely a time where you should know whether you even need to pass the torch. Or just give it up, though. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You know any artists that need to really just give it up right now?
No comment. The list is so long that, man, it's definitely a lot of artists that's in the way. It ain't just artists, producers, radio personalities, DJs, they're in the way. And what they really doing is they fucking up the natural cycle where, is, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you got people on the bottom fighting each other. It's going on all over the world. And I don't want people to think it's just Philly where, you know what I mean, dudes is in the way and they holding people back, party promoters, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people just in the way, man.
Definitely. We got to get you on that as a guest soon.
Yeah, I got a lot to talk about, believe me.
Yeah, I know. That's why we got to get all up in yours, all up in your business.
Question is, why but why not?
Yeah, exactly. So, we appreciate you coming through. Did he give us information and stuff?
No.
Oh,
yeah, well, you can hit me up on Facebook. My Facebook name is No Frills DJ. That's NOPHRILLZ. DJ spelled out DEEJAY. Twitter is at DJ No Frills. My MySpace is /DJ No Frills, even though I'm not really on there. I'm on there every now and then. That's just scary now. My inbox is crazy over there. But, yo, man, I want to say something, man. I'm sick of motherfuckers, right?
Uh-oh.
And, you know, we got the Who Frauded section on Official Street Radio Show. I'm going to do a Who Frauded. Who Frauded is all these people that's filling with these new groups on Facebook. that's putting me all these fucking groups, and it's just crazy, and filling my inbox up with bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I mean,
that's
listen, am I the only one that's a little upset about the inbox being filled up?
I mean, I get a lot of promo. That's about it.
No, I'm talking about parties. Like, I mean.
Yeah, the parties. That's what I'm talking about.
No, see, I'd rather, you know what? I'd rather people put that on my wall. Like, a lot of people.
Me too.
I let people promote on my wall. I'm not no hater. You could promote on DJ No Frills wall, Pause for Idiots, on Facebook. But as far as my
Philly
morning,
because like
I do too, like I'm like, God damn.
If you know I'm in Philly, why are you sending me invites to stuff and you out in
Cali?
That's what I'm talking about. But I mean, another thing, we got the store down South Street 608, South Fifth Street called Raw. Make sure, look, anybody that's trying to promote something, bring your flyers through, bring your CDs through. He will help you promote it. The PSP in real life, the store, 608 South Fifth Street.
There you go.
All right,
I appreciate y'all. Definitely. He getting his promo on.
Question
is,
not why,
as
why
he should.
Not?
Why not? All right, bro.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Definitely loving that. PSP, baby.
What else music we got now?
We got a lot of people.
We got a lot of callers, though.
We got a lot of calls. We're going to hit these calls up. 1156, Air Dot Radio, what's going
on? I know
on?
Who that is.
Yo!
Yo!
Yep. What
the
fuck is the deal?
What is up, cuz?
Man, what's good, y'all?
Brandon, I thought you wasn't calling in. You said
man,
I ain't
look.
Calling in. I ain't calling in.
Promise the show.
I ain't fucking with them this week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I
told you that was for something else. You took it wrong.
Oh, I did. I read it wrong. Look, I'm in the middle of the show. You know, I'm like, he ain't coming on.
Something
okay.
Thick. Y'all had me on here sounding like Jadakiss one day. Y'all had me on my raspy joint trying to talk.
You ready?
Like, nah,
did you get your mail, by the way?
Shows. What's good, y'all?
What's good with you?
Now, you know me. Eat burners all day, man.
When are we going to see these T-shirts and, you know, the baby beds?
It's on my page.
Like,
you got to order them.
Oh, I thought you had, like, pictures and everything.
Yeah, it's on my website. So
okay.
When you go on my website, it's a cafe, press shop, items, and then you click one of the images. I did all these images, so whatever one you click, you can get it on a hoodie, T-shirt, kid shit, like all that, like cups, coffee mugs, you know, they do all that extra shit, but you could get
I
it.
I want to get my son something, but if they want to have SpongeBob on it, he ain't going to want it.
Well, I'm going to do a SpongeBob joint. He's just going to be saying he's burning or something, have a Scully on SpongeBob or something, you know.
You could do that, matter of fact, yeah. Get a SpongeBob shirt and have him wearing an E-Burner shirt.
All right. It had a damn website on it. That's all. Like, I won't even put too much on it.
There you go. There you go. So, how's the mixtape doing? I ask you this all the time.
Yo, the mixtape is so retarded. I'm holding it. I don't want to waste
man.
It. Like, I don't want to waste it. It's so crazy. Like, I just, look, I was gonna drop it last Wednesday. But I recorded, like, over the weekend, I probably recorded, like, at least 23 joints. So I start getting in that mood because after my album drop, I'm not dropping no mixtapes for a while. So I'm going to just, I mean, promote the album. And
you need to hold that mixtape, though. I got a plan in the works that we got to talk about, you know what I mean, behind closed doors like Martin and Malcolm. But, you know what I mean, it's. Hold that a little bit.
I got so many damn Jones, it's retarded because I got a girl Jones coming out with the mixtape, like a free download when you buy the album, I mean, not the mixtape. So that's something that's done. The mixtape that I'm dropping probably, what's today, Monday? Probably Wednesday I'm going to drop it. That's going to have 25 Jones on it. The album mixtape that I'm dropping.
25 songs.
That's done. Jeez. That's 20 Jones. So I just got a lot of stuff, and I got a lot of, we about to shoot like probably like 3 or 4 videos, so I'm humble right now, so I'm going to keep it moving, keep promoting, keep doing the show, keep doing everything that I can to get my name out there more, so.
And you will be at the show?
Adesso?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Why not? I'm going to drop the mixtape and then come out.
I know that's right.
I don't play no games.
I don't
play
no games.
Exactly. Y'all know how y'all do. Inside Radio.
Tapes
what
to
else?
To the park.
What else? Oh, yeah, I do got a big-ass pack of CDs in here. No, I do need
there
to get
you
my
go.
Burn on.
There you go.
Get my burn on, man.
Exactly. So what? Tell them all your website info and give them your new up-to-date
all right,
web page.
You know, YouTube is Burnus12, Burnas12. You can go to my official website, that's www.eburnus.webs.com. You know, MySpace, eBurnus, Reverb Nation, I got 3 pages, Burnus, Burnus.th, eBurnus, MySpace, I got like 3 pages, eBurnus Freestyles, eBurnus, Team Heat Music. Like, it's a lot, so it's too much to actually. SoundCloud, eBurnus, / eBurnus, iSound, / eBurnus, everything, you know, / eBurnus. It'll pop up something.
Definitely.
Y'all know
okay.
me. Don't get me confused with the other
I know,
place,
right?
You know?
We, no.
But
they can't do that no more.
He did. Like, his career is over. Like,
who?
I wish he would.
Who?
I wish a nigga would. Say.
Who?
Some nigga named Burnus. I don't know this nigga, man. He horrible,
yeah.
though. Like, I heard him, and he's... I feel disgraced that he actually...
He'll count.
Name.
He'll count.
Yeah, he really don't.
Damn, yeah, he... Ain't nobody even really mentioned
when
him.
When
himself.
I actually heard him, I said, are you serious? This nigga's... I couldn't believe this shit. Like, are you fucking serious? Man, look, but, I mean, you know... She probably ain't seen me in a while. I'm like, man, look, I'm going to just steal this nigga shit and run with it. And that's what it is. So,
okay.
You know.
So what are we getting into tonight?
Did
we ask him the topic? No, we ain't asked him the topic yet.
Oh, when should the artist retire?
Yeah.
When they can't do that shit no more. Like, some people can stand the test of time. Like, Jay-Z probably can still put out a number one album. Like, and he 40. I'm pretty sure if Dre dropped that fucking, what's that, Detox shit, that shit like a missing link. Like, if he dropped that, he probably can do it. Eminem close to 40. Like, Eminem, and I don't think nobody can touch balls, so.
Is he close to 40?
Yeah, Eminem like about 37, 38. He close to it, so, like, if you keep doing what you doing, like, I actually think half these whack-ass niggas should retire now. Like, I'd rather hear the old motherfuckers over these new dudes. Like, these new dudes is horrible. Like, rap music sound like shit. I hate the radio. And all the DJs playing that nut-ass shit. Yeah, I said it. eBurnus.
You nut-ass rapper.
Yeah, bitch, nigga. Y'all in the way.
Y'all play some bullshit and won't even play a hot nigga from your own town. Like, I don't fuck with Philly. Fuck Philly.
Uh-oh.
Nut-ass shit. Y'all gonna hear it? Watch this mixtape. Oh, I blast niggas.
Uh-oh.
Philly DJ.
You calling people out?
I ain't calling nobody out. They know who they is.
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't have to say nothing. Everybody in Philly know who they is, so.
Wow.
Why say you going to do something or you scream Philly on shit, but you don't put Philly on shit, so it's like.
Uh-oh.
How about
you put all these niggas who already had deals and still in the same predicament everybody else in. Like, these niggas ain't doing nothing new. These niggas got deals and don't have them no more. Why keep playing them? Play a nigga who ain't have a deal.
Right.
Because the label's not looking for them niggas no more or they would be signed still. So that's how I look at it. But to each his own.
No, just to
do what y'all keep doing. I'm going to go out Cali, everywhere else, get some spins. When I come back, I'm still not doing none of y'all shoes. It's cool. I just perform
so long
in Jersey.
As long as you still
Delaware.
Come air it out when you got millions, I'm cool.
Of course. Y'all my niggas. Y'all going to have millions if I get them. Why not?
We better.
Shit.
All I need is like 10. I'll be good.
You
going to
air shit out for real.
She want a measly 10 million. Just give me a measly 10 million. I ain't great.
If I get signed, I'm blasting off on niggas. Like, I'm not holding nothing in because I've been holding this shit in too long. If I get signed, they gonna think I'm 50 Cent. I swear for God, I'm gonna start blasting niggas because this shit is ignorant, man. Rap music is horrible.
Yeah,
like the
it's
people
tough.
Who they put at the top is horrible. Like I don't understand
tough.
It. Like I was arguing with a nigga telling me Drake was better than T.I. yesterday. Are you serious? Like, come on, man.
Well,
like,
some people
really,
think that though.
Nah, you can't go off
no
damn one album and he's singing on half of it. That's not rap. It's R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that.
Well, he is talented though.
He is talented, but he's still like the Wayne Brady of rap. he was on Disney or something. Like he like Nick Cannon.
Yeah, he's multi talented.
Like to hear him rap, it's just like I hear it, but I don't see the vision. Like I hear it, but I'm like, why is this nigga cursing? And he was just on Degrassi. Like, are you serious? But
oh,
I mean,
God.
He's doing his thing. I think he could sing better than he could rap, though. But
he's supposed to be. I saw he's supposed to be doing an R&B song or R&B album.
They just said that about Nicki Minaj. I heard that.
I can see him doing that though. Like his swagger is more R&B than it is rap music.
Man.
Like rap come from the art. Like it come from the heart. Like people who started rapping, they did it for the love of it. Like they didn't just wake up one day like, I want to be a rapper, that's what I'm going to do. No, it was their surroundings that made them do that. Like if you already rich and you trying to get in the game, I don't understand it at the time. Like what's the purpose? You still in the spotlight from a hungry nigga that need it. But your buzz from your money is going to actually get you a bigger buzz than this nigga that's way hotter than you.
What the
church
say,
get that buzz. Huh?
Get on
him. Yeah, like, I mean, I respect Drake for what he do, but, like, I mean, you know, I think people give people too much credit.
I like Drake.
Nas and all
them
niggas earned that credit, man. Like, come on, man.
Well, you know.
They got their buzz and stuff from the streets. Jay, all of them. Like, they got their buzz from real hip-hop artists and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't get just from somebody putting up a bunch of money and you getting a stupid buzz because your money right. Like, I mean, no.
Yeah, well, that's how it is.
That's the war we got to fight, bro. That's why we're here.
Yeah,
to level the playing field.
It's that good payola, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You pay them DJs, right? You going to get brainwashed by whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I hear so many people saying they like Gucci, man. It's ridiculous. But, like, I mean, like, I tried to listen. But, like, I mean, I come from that era where all the raps had some kind of diction in it. Like, I'm the 80s baby, man. This
what
y'all made me into a pop.
Like?
Yeah, what
so
we playing, Brenner?
So disrespectful.
Brenner?
You got that? So disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
Yeah,
the 50 joint,
right,
you smashed that?
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
I
wait
did.
A minute. So disrespectful,
really
clowns?
Yeah, clowns.
Okay.
Yup. Sure all did. Right. I mean, this E Burner's so disrespectful off the Man Up Season Volume 1 mixtape. E Burner's, air it out radio. Y'all know who we about. Get like us. One.
Uh huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so disrespectful. Disrespectful. So disrespectful.
These niggas need a clue, man.
Wow.
These niggas really be.
You playing daddy shit, nigga.
Look, man.
Or that nice, man.
I'm fucking
midnight. You do this. Yo, you messing with the wrong one. Send me all the long gun. Fuck you, baby. That's all in the long run. Me whack never, huh? East black never, huh? Firstly for that cheddar, it's gonna only get better, bruh. Been a little humble, but this time watch me. Confidence cocky, attitude stop me. I'm a threat like CEO and Ocho. Oh no, Burner's about to kill you with this flow, homo. Listen real close, all that talk is for the birds. Rephrase your words before your face meet the curve. I'm not playing no more. This shit to hit the fan. Fuck you and your man and where your career span. You never been hot, you was just in the way. Still bitter cause your flow fucked up that payday. Hey, what can I say, I've been a beast. I roofed niggas off and they was yelling out peace. I set the ball quite high, I might add. When your man was wearing tight shirts looking like a fag. Look at my stock, bro, I'm global, believe that. November when I drop, here's something for your feedback. Eat a dick, I always been sick. Need a gurney for the keys, IV for the kicks. Use a bitch, take the phone out of home, man. You question my past and you don't really know me. So say the tough talk for the people that's scared. You need to humble yourself, get a stand and grow a pet. I keep it's seed burning. Yeah.
Why must these niggas doubt me? Can't you
see how hot I am, man?
Can't you see
I'm
the
nightmares?
I'm glowing, man.
Tell
I look like
niggas,
Leroy
man.
In the Last Dragon, man.
Don't nobody go like me, man.
You niggas don't understand, man.
I wish my ambition was
got
contagious,
got an old soul,
man.
But I'm thinking that you can add these
quick fucking cold, man.
You know what I mean?
With it, man.
Nah, I don't battle no more, man. Say that shit for them niggas, man. Just see burning. If you want it, you can get it.
mean? We ain't even running shit over here.
Real,
we get money, man. Jizzy, your niggas like me under the cuff, nigga.
C-O,
talking that shit.
Yo,
G, when you not around, them niggas listening to my shit, nigga. Believe that,
sex, nigga.
And if
my nigga
got
some niggas hating, man.
Shorty broad, nigga. The Union, Spinny Block, Mike Green, Bozzy, get at me, B. June, Tana. They don't really want drama.
Air It Out Radio.
E Brothers, you giving all these shout outs? What the heck? Anyway,
it's a lot of competition in the air right now.
He said I look like Leroy from The Last Dragon of Song. Crazy. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my airitouters on the line. We gonna get to you.
The girl said hi. Pinky said shout her out. Draws and
Key West, I see you, baby. I see you.
He
coming.
How you gonna catch the rest of the? Nothing.
He probably on the computer maybe. I don't know. So anyway, we gonna hit up 5327 Air It Out Radio.
Yeah, what's up, people?
What's going on?
Black Cancer, chilling like
Black
a villain.
Cancer.
Yes, sir.
So like you had a
How's
girl
everything
day,
over there on that end?
You said what now?
I said, how's everything on that end with y'all too?
Man, we chilling. We enjoying the show as usual.
I could dig it. How you doing, Fire?
I'm good.
Right.
How are you, Lev?
Oh,
I'm fine.
Man,
making tea right now.
You what?
I'm making tea right now. Keep myself warm.
Okay.
Yeah, man. It soothes the body. It's almost like, you know what I mean, moose iron and shit. You never just drink tea to drink tea and relax your body like shit.
Oh, if it's green tea,
you gotta have
guess.
Green tea, it don't matter. You should have it during sex. It's the best. Serve it right to a chick.
Never had tea before sex. Never thought about it. It wasn't like, why don't I get some tea before I have sex?
No, I'm talking with you. You wouldn't want to do that. You're going to be hot as hell.
Right. Sweating like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you'd be overheated like shit.
Mm-hmm, definitely. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Steady working on my project, my mixtape, just like the rest of these niggas in Philadelphia that do the same thing. And I'm looking forward to y'all joining, you know what I mean? Was it Wednesday, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Desso, whatever you were talking about. Yeah.
Definitely.
You're on the list. You only got to bring your food stamps out tonight.
That's a damn shame because I don't even collect food stamps. That's fine.
You know you do.
I just
want to.
I want to, though. I mean, I just feel like I got some type of power with the WIC card in my hand.
You get some kind of power with it?
Yeah, man. Like, give me that. Pull that card right out. I'm flossing. It's like, no, let me stop playing.
You want to talk about the topic?
Yeah, because I'm fucking around. The topic is, when do you feel as though you should just quit or fall back the age, right?
Pretty much.
I just wanted to say that's the best question I think y'all ask me or ask the people or the Air It Out is due to the fact I really don't have a good answer for that. I would say in your mid-40s. I would say in your mid-40s, but niggas keep rocking past their mid-40s. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't have an answer. I can't even say when you burn yourself out because some people just don't know their limit.
Some people just got that energy, man. They just keep
You know what I'm saying? Y'all was giving out names, Kiss and Ozzy Osbourne and all that, and Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, and they just don't stop. And that's, to me, that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? To still have that talent, that, you know what I mean, really had the people listen to what you say, and it still makes some type of impact in their life like that. That's hot to me, especially when you, like, was already in your prime and you still rocking on. So I really can't answer that question. Like, I give y'all kudos to that one.
We finally got you where you couldn't.
Yeah.
Nigga
got
to shut
the funny part is, though, we talking all that shit. In essence, you did answer it.
Pretty much.
Just keep rocking out, huh? But you gotta call it eventually, though.
Yeah. So, what song we first give you everybody your website info and all that good stuff?
Twitter/BCancer1. Twitter.com/BCancer1. Facebook.
The number one?
Yeah, the number one. Facebook. So that's my fan page, and my regular page is, Facebook.com/July3rd, my B-Day. Other than that, I'm working on getting that whole what's the joint you recommended? My URL?
It's my URL. Yeah, y'all got to pick that up.
Yeah, that joint real, that joint.
Ain't that hot?
Oh, like a stager.
And y'all haven't checked out the new feature that they got. Shout out to Junior. I'm about to plug you in. They got like a scan. It's where you scan it with your phone, and then it takes you to your actual web page. So that's hot as shit. Y'all check that out whenever y'all get a chance for those that did sign up.
I like that.
Yeah, that's hot. But anyway, go ahead, carry on. Sorry about your plug.
No, it's cool. I wasn't going to actually go to a song. I was going to give, like, this verse that I can't seem to find now because I wanted Max to hear that, John. It's to the Day and Night beat because I'm supposed to be putting that on my mixtape. So I wanted to give air it out as, like, a sneak preview of what's about to come because it's a certain way I present the flow or the verse. But I can't even find that joint because I just wrote it, so I would have to go off the book. So, therefore, without further ado, just play Gristle.
All of that, Dosey?
Because I was trying to save time, and I'm looking through my book while I'm talking to y'all just to, like, you know what I mean, kick rock, talk shit, so I can find that joint and get through it. But I couldn't.
Yeah, you trying to
know. You know what I mean?
See,
that was fly right there, nigga.
We get it. All right, well, we're going to get into Gristle because we, like, pressed for time. So
I can dig it.
We're going to get into it. All right, babe.
All right.
I'm trying to stack enough paper to feed the fam and ball out like the Lakers this season, man. Keep it simple, Kobe jump shots with either hand and blow green inside of the brown. Call it Peter Pan. Oh, Greyhound can challenge my mouth. Been to hell and back, third degrees, follow the smile. Dying in the style, my eyes on the lions that growl. Jungle sports cars, banana or papaya to rock. From now I'm grinding and grinding, damn near crush. That 43 presidents a day, I'm damn near Bush. Can man look for the loopholes and scoop those bucks. I'm a true soldier for the luxury. Ghetto is the motivation, I ain't living comfortably. I live in the place where the face of it ugly. Guns busting, dumb youngins to the sweaty bees. Flood in the pee, ain't no love in the streets. Fuck brotherly, we stubbornly speak to each other. And I don't blame the norm cause we just another nugget. A gun in my brain so I picture getting bundles. Zipping tunnels, crib exquisite on the mellow. Diamond and yellow color diamonds. I'm high as a pilot, choosing ducking it while you plotting McDonald's. Common sense makes sense, multiply it, divide it, add it up, bag it up, tuck a size of your roster. Pop blunts, whipping up trucks, digging up sluts, flyers in a punt. I live amongst dust, residue and hatred in the air. But I don't care cause I want bucks, I must cut. Pop blunts, whipping up trucks, digging up sluts, flyers in a punt. I live amongst dust, residue and hatred in the air. But I don't care, I want pops. You were amongst crumbs. Sacred, I made bread. You amongst crumbs. Sacred, I made bread. You amongst crumbs. Sacred, I made bread. You amongst crumbs. Yo, grind is the procedure. Poppy had to teach you. You don't make money, you gon' find yourself in need of help. So I rather ride for myself instead of relying on others to provide me my wealth. In this concrete jungle, I be riding itself. It ain't the fact that I'm hiding. The enemies, I be watching.
lying and blotting the well. Root to the truth, they blew, so I gotta keep it lying as hell. Don't take it out of context, why you do well? Twisting the story like it gotta be tell. No, dog, you got the Odyssey tell. What you got in your L? It ain't chronic, probably the collar of property mail. You're cracking me up. I ain't no like grandma Frost, set your ass in the dust. That explains why you're tanking as fuck, lacking the bucks, hacking it up. Mad at your son, smacking him up. You're not to blame, cause you lame, ain't graduate, son. Or the reason why you pocket change, never the loss. I want that cheddar to munch, my bread in a bunch. But never the stunt, never the front, that is just dumb. My bad, that's your style, why you mad as a bus. Driver at 12 o'clock when you can't get his lunch, cause you ain't authentic enough. You get a grand and you spend in a rush. It's in my hands, I'm a Benjamin Trust. Add more till I'm living it up. Fast toy, 650 and up. Six shipping, it's tough. Bad boy, I ain't diddy your puff. This black boy, keep it gritty as fuck. As if I'm picking you up. Hands up like I'm kicking a touch. Down if you really cry when I grab the mic, nigga, cause I'm ripping it up. Till they sentence me up like a convict. Bomb shit as if a nigga taking a dump. In a bomb bitch, breaking the lungs beyond sick. So when in the medication for him. Shadow chasing is him. Never breaking his bend, I promise. Cause my eyes on the prize. If you bust it, just stay with him.
You ain't do yet. What happened? What happened? I did it for you, so that's okay. No, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to get better with it. So anyway, we're gonna get to one of our guests that's, you know, been on hold for a while. He's been very patient with us, so he like, go ahead, y'all take some calls. See, we like them, the ones that's cooperative. So anyway, without further ado, I ain't gonna make him wait no longer. We're gonna get into Key West, baby. What's going on?
I'm laid back, chilling. How y'all doing tonight?
We good.
What up, cousin? We chilling.
We good.
Enjoying the show, brother?
Yeah, definitely heard my man Frills. That's my DJ right there. Big ups to him. He be doing big things around this city, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he doing his thing. I didn't know. Well, you know what? I thought y'all was just like partners and doing other things. I didn't know he was actually your DJ.
Well, yeah, the CD, well, actually, I got a CD dropping tomorrow, Best of Key West, that's the one he's talking about. That's our seventh mixtape together, so, you know, yeah, we've been going in. That's our seventh mixtape together since 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So how long have you been in the game?
In the actual music game,
mm-hmm.
I've been in the game for a long time, going to performing arts, schools when I was growing up, you know what I mean, music magnet program at Overbrook, all that stuff, you know what I mean, stage actor, doing plays, musicals, all that. So, you know what I mean, I've been in the entertainment music field since I was about six, you know what I mean, actually taking
wow.
it serious since I was about six. But in the rap field, you know what I mean, I only been rapping since about, what, like 2006, something like that. You know what I mean? I only started rapping on the strength that everybody that I used to produce for and write for used to play too many games. So I was like, you know what? All the stuff I'm writing, I'm going to try to do it myself. And you know what I mean? I did it myself, and everybody was like, yo, like, you say I'm better than everybody than all the cats that you work with. So it was like, you know what I mean? All right, let me try this. And, you know, I just mastered what I was doing. You know?
Okay. Definitely. So you real talented. I know you play a couple instruments and stuff. I know particularly the piano. I was
yeah.
like, wow. Wow.
Yeah, definitely. I started
you can really
piano.
Slide into the singing if you really wanted to, like the R&B type of thing.
Yeah,
I actually used to do
all R&B, but it was like, you know what I mean, I had this little surgery on my throat and everything. So it's like I'm still nursing my voice back into the shape that it used to be. You know what I mean? Like, I'm one of them perfectionist type people. Like, if I can't do it at my best, I don't do it that much. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm still nursing my voice back into the way it used to be, but you definitely going to see a lot of R&B out of me.
Okay, definitely. So what's next for you besides a mixtape or whatever?
Like I said, we all know the mixtape drops tomorrow. We got a listening party down at Raw, 608 South Street. That's the store DJ No Frills is talking about. Right after we get out the listening party at 11, I'm going straight over to Tritones. That's 1508 South, and I'm going to be rocking out the stage there. But as a whole, you know what I mean, just my whole record label, we got a lot going on. I got another mixtape set to drop, tentative date sometime in January. And that's that mixtape called From the Hood to Hollywood. That's also going to be done by DJ No Frills. That's actually a double mixtape I got. There's one CD is totally for the ladies. That's called Grown Folk Music. And one CD is like, you know what I mean, kind of like for the streets a little bit. And that's called Niggas Talking. Then I'm working on two more mixtapes also. It's one called Sight Beyond Sight. That's like, you know, just basically talking about, you know, real life things, you know what I mean, basically. And then I'm working on another one called Return of the King, because I had a mixtape called Through the Eyes of the King, you know. So this one's going to be called Return of the King. And we also working on our label's album, you know what I mean, set to drop in May. That's called Models and Bottles.
Which project is the one that got that song you just sent me, the one with you, Reed Dollars and all that?
No, that wasn't me. I ain't on no John Reed. I sent you a couple of songs, though. It's no John Reed, though.
No, he get you confused with Smile.
Oh, okay. That's B-West.
Yeah, B-West.
B-West just sent me that John.
That's right.
Yeah, he get you. So explain the Storm. What is all that about?
That was a label I started back in 2005. Basically, it was like, you know, I had some bad dealings with a little label. It was actually a big label, you know what I mean? I ain't going to put their name out there and all that. But it was like, you know what I mean? But it was like, you know what I mean? It was like, you know, myself, it was like, you know, I signed the contract. Money was nice up front and all that stuff. But it was like nothing really came out of it. So it was like, you know, I learned the business for myself, and I was like, you know, basically never again. That would never happen again to me. In synopsis, you know what I mean? That's what I said to myself. So I started this label, and most of the people on the label is actually my family members that I know have talent, and I didn't want to see them, you know what I mean, get raped in the industry at a young age like I did. So one of the artists is Young Rel. That's my nephew. I brought him under my wing back then. He's 19 now. I think when I brought him under my wing, he was only like 14. You know, he's working on a couple of things. The other artist that I brought under was my cousin, Vinny Blanco. He actually just dropped his CD in November. It was called The Mood Change. He dropped it on Halloween. But we have and another one of my artists. I call him my little brother. He's not blood brother, but you know what I mean? He like my little brother. And that's Fat Rich, you know what I mean? He be working on some stuff. But we got a couple of other people that we work with as non-family member, like my man KM Lynx. You know what I mean? He's definitely pure hotness, you know what I mean? And, like, it's just a couple other people that, you know, we just do, like, production and stuff with.
Okay. So we know you had some beef with Game Hunter. I'm put that up one good time, and then I'm going to leave it alone. Is that squash now?
I mean, it's like this. Game Hunter wanted me to come on this show. I'm the type of person that I don't believe you got to be seen everywhere and do everything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go a lot of places. You know what I mean? I don't be a lot of places. I'm selective what I do. He wanted me to go on the show, and that's not the type of show that I wanted to go on. You feel me? So what he did was he heard somebody was beefing with me, found their diss track, you know what I mean, and started promoting the boy all crazy just to try to get me to come on his show. And to me,
I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, that's what he did, because he wanted me to come on his show. And I was like, no, because I think your show is fraud, you know what I mean? But what the funny thing is, the boy that made all these diss tracks, he came down to Mill Creek last night. He didn't even know I was going to be there. So I confronted him, and he, like, basically ran home. Because, you know what I mean, he's not
a
man about it.
Why you
running
the boy out of there?
No, I mean, if you're gonna be a tough guy on track, you know, do it face to face.
Wow.
And I'll say his name. That's Tommy Flame.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, that's not Tommy Stars, right?
No, different. Tommy Stars, that's my man. We went to high school together.
Yeah.
We was in a jazz band together.
For real?
Yeah, Stars is nasty on the drums.
Yeah, Tommy ain't tough that.
Tommy Stars is nasty on the drums.
Oh, yeah? Tommy's talented anyway, so, you know.
Yeah, we went to Brooklyn Music Magnet together.
Okay. So, I know we talked about you was going to do the, I mean, you talked privately about the computer, the piano thing. Are you going to still incorporate that?
Yeah, I'm thinking of incorporating a lot of things into what I'm doing because, just as I get older, my music evolves and more ideas come to my head about different things. It's just hard to find the people to do things with and people to work with, but you know what I mean, like, I'm definitely open for that. Like, that sounds like that. I was actually thinking about that before you even said it to me. So, yeah, that's definitely something I'm looking to incorporate into.
You should, because the women love that, you know?
Yeah, I know.
They'd be like, ow. You'd be like,
trust
yo, I'm about
me,
to do something tonight. You know? I wish I could play the piano. I'd be like, yeah. So, anyway, 2011, what's good with you?
2011, we focused on getting this album out there. We got the distribution through Best Buy, Walmart, all them Jones, you know what I mean?
What?
So, yeah, so basically that's what we focused on. We've been using the past couple of years to just promote our name heavy. Like, we the type, like, what we do with our label is, man, you suck it up, you know what I mean? If it's a show in L.A., we go. If it's a show in New York, we go. It's whatever, you know what I mean? And we've gotten our name out there. I mean, our name is okay in Philly. It could be better.
Right.
But, you know what I mean, our name is crazy everywhere else, so we don't even care at this point, you know. But that's basically been what we've been doing is just going everywhere else and just pumping our name heavy because it's crazy, like, you know, we got spins from Greg Street. Those who, I don't know if y'all know who Greg Street is, but huge radio personality in Atlanta. He gave us radio spins in Baltimore, radio spins a couple other places, and none in Philly. So, you know, that's why we kind of been like, you know what, we taking it on the road.
Okay. So how did you get started in the Blog Talk? Because you are a radio host yourself.
Yeah. I actually got started, Honest Fire put me on the Blog Talk, John, because she was doing her show, and she's like, yo, whenever you come on, you know what I mean, you got good electricity, you know, da-da-da-da-da, you know, the people like talking to you, you got a good fan base, you should try it. So the first time I tried it, it was like, I ain't really like it like that, because it was frustrating, because, you know, you be putting all this music going for the artists and all that, and they barely call. You know what I mean? Like, you get a lot of other callers, you know what I mean? But then, you know what I mean, I took a long break and I brought it back. And what I'm doing now is I'm not really catering my show toward the artists. I'm catering my show toward the people that support me. And that's, like, just the regular callers, you know what I mean? So
right.
I'm actually enjoying it a lot more this time around than I was before. Plus, you know what I mean, I got some real dynamic co-hosts, Party Girl Smooches, Rob Brown, you know what I mean? So it makes the show a lot more fun, you know.
Definitely. And that's the main thing. You do want to have fun when you're doing the whole, you know, the radio host too. So
yeah, exactly.
Definitely. So we got some music here, but we're gonna tell everybody your website and all that information.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, the site I'm promoting right now is my DatPiff because I want everybody to go to that John. And download the CD.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be downloadable at 5 o'clock tomorrow, 5 o'clock p.m. The first place you get to hear it. Because I'm actually leaking the whole CD on my radio show first, and then I'm putting it available for people to get.
Okay.
And the radio show is at 2 and at 4, so you know what I mean? It'll be up by 5.
I gotcha.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well
so that's
planned
that.
Out. Well planned out.
Yeah.
Fly like
I mean,
a muffler.
We got the whole day planned out. Actually, the day going to start, you know, the radio show at 2, where we leak the whole CD. Then we put it online. Then we got the listening party at the store. It's free. Everybody can come down. We just ask, you know what I mean? We ask everybody bring a canned good for the homeless, you know what I mean? Because we're doing a canned good drive at Raw, you know what I mean? We asking everybody to do that. And then from there, we're going straight to Tritones. And then, you know, I don't know where we're going to be after that, you know?
Right.
Just celebrating. But
that's a lot of work. Need to be celebrating.
That's what's up. You get it back. That's what's up.
Yeah, you gotta work in this business because so many people doing it, and it's not about your music no more. You know, it's about everything other than the music. So you gotta get your work in.
Definitely, that's mad love right there. Definitely support that. Definitely. So we gonna get into one of your songs. Oh, first,
Is thatpiff .com / Eye of the Storm ENT. And that's Eye of the Storm, IOFTHESTORMENT. I forgot how to spell sometime. And y'all can just check me out on Twitter, Key West Music, you know what I mean? That's the easiest way to find me. Everything else, I make it real complicated. Like, the Facebook is complicated because it's my last name, so I don't even go into all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, just find me on Twitter and I'll give you my Facebook, basically.
Right. Okay.
That's a good start.
Definitely. Yeah, as long as somebody can get in contact with you, that's the main thing. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm one of the people, I put my number out there publicly so people can just text me, hit me up, you know what I mean?
You're
about
crazy.
Nothing.
Know what? I had to do that again, but I'm telling you, these people be hitting me up. I'm about to take it right off my damn page.
Oh, yeah. I get the loonies hit me up, like the people that hit me up, and you know what I mean, they just start like texting or something, and I'm like, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
And they like, oh, I'm so and so. I just seen your number on your page. I thought you was cool. I'm like, that ain't what it's for, but alright, delete. Like, like the quick delete. Like that ain't what it's for. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. Bunch of
but,
weirdos.
You know what I mean, you can't let that stop your business though. You know
what
I mean? And that's the point I got to. Like, I didn't used to make things public because I ain't like people bothering me. But now I'm at the point where it's like, you know what? Everybody ain't there to do that, to annoy you and stalk you. So you can't let the couple of bad seeds, you know what I mean, spoil your whole business. So I just put it out there. I don't care.
Definitely. So we're going to get into one of your songs. You only gave me one.
Over, I just sent y'all four more about 4 or 5 hours ago.
Four or five hours ago, I be stopping.
No, it's cool. Yeah, but yeah, you can play that, John. That's actually a song that all the females made popular. When y'all hear, y'all going to know why.
All for the ladies.
Got to. Y'all buy the music.
Exactly. Yep, that's true. Most of us do. All right, go ahead and introduce that, babe.
This song called She's on Fire. I got my girl over here with her hand all in the air, like, yes, yes. but this song called She's on Fire, you know what I mean? Y'all can hear this on the Best of Key West, you know. Just check it out. Have fun with it.
There it is.
Cause she's on fire. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, cause my girl, she's on fire. Yeah, I hear it, everything is so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around. From her feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with the smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with this good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key. And I drop to my knees. That pussy's better than a motherfucker. And when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them tats up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder, I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ready. Girl, I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is.
PhillyBarbers.com, the first and only online business directory for Philadelphia's barber stylists. Promote your shop. And show off your skills with a professional flash webpage. With a professional flash webpage designed by Chris Black. PhillyBarbers.com. PhillyBarbers.com. This is the place where serious barbers showcase their barbering technique to the world. Good days and dollar bills.
Air It Out Radio.
Key West, I am so sorry. I thought the song was over with. I got you on the next one. I got another song for you next week. Definitely, you got that on me. I apologize for that. I thought it was over. We're going to hit up the lines. I know y'all been patient and everything, so definitely hang in there. So we're going to hit up the lines. Let me see. Who should we get? Let me see. Who we at? 5092.
We still at the top of the list.
Yes. 5092 at our radio. Okay, we're going to move on. We're moving on. 9014, Air It Out Radio.
Hey, Fire. What's up, Next Deal?
What's going on?
What's good with you?
Finally. A female. Look.
The show sounds great tonight, so I'm enjoying listening anyway.
We're wilding out. We being good tonight. We being conservative because
there's
a few coming on, and we don't want to be too raunchy, you know. He'll be like, "See, what kind of ghetto show is this?"
No. No, not hardly. I'm messing around online, and everything is, like, buzzing online.
Oh, okay. So what's going on with you, man?
Working hard on my second CD. I'm trying to get this, like, you know, trying to get into writing. My creative phase right now.
Definitely.
I'm definitely working, you know, getting this next CD cracking.
I'd be so glad when it come out. You don't got a title yet? Nothing?
No, not yet. No? I want to put some real thought into it. Like, I don't want to just slap a title on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to, like, really have some thought to it. And I have a lot going on in the CD. It's like almost like reading my diary. So I got to have the right name. You know what I mean?
See, that's something right there, like diary, something with a diary in there. There you go.
Right, yeah, that's definitely something to think about.
So who are you working with so far besides me?
Of course, Fire Chick, you know. But I'm doing a lot of work with my good friends, Ascari. His name is Kraft, and London. Got a couple beats from R5 Fire, so I'm extremely excited about that. And I'm kind of like a nomad in the situation. I'm like trying everybody out. There's like a couple people that I'm trying to get my hands on, you know what I mean? But for right now, I got great people working with me.
Who you want to get your hands on? They probably on the line.
Well, Peso Beats. I would love to find Peso Beats. Where are you? And
there you go. That's all you got to do. All-star.
Peso Beats are all-star. The young boy all-star, like, he is the shit.
Okay.
And I'm like trying so hard. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm trying to find phone numbers. I'm serious, cause you know his work is great. Those are the people.
But your work is good too. Shoot, he should be trying to hunt you down.
Yeah, I hope. I'm like, all star.
For those that don't know, Kim King is a songwriter and a vocalist. So make sure y'all get at her.
And a regular.
Yes.
On the regular, I love hearing on radio.
Definitely. Y'all need to hit her up if y'all need some vocals and some hooks and stuff.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter. I'm getting my Twitter back together, so that's Official Kim King at Twitter. And then I have what, facebook.com/kinkerb, capital K, K-E-R-B, capital B. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. And also, I finally got my Reverb Nation hooked up, so that's music.
Okay.
Reverb Nation. And, you know, that's definitely the place that you could find me. Like, I'm always there. Hit me up, because a lot of collaborations, they come
definitely
out great. So,
definitely.
Fire, tell you that one.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
That's why I'll be promoting the hell out you. I'll be like, yo, y'all need to fuck with her.
My girl,
so,
gang.
Exactly. But they don't know.
Yeah.
We're about to get into one of your songs anyway, so let them hear for themselves.
Yeah, how about it? Well,
how about that? I'm sorry. Let me get you to the topic real quick before we get all into that real quick.
Yeah.
Around what age should you retire as an artist?
That's a little tough because you can never like be done. Like as far as I'm thinking of myself as being a singer. I've been doing this for so long, and it's nothing that I've been like trying to do. It's something that comes naturally. So just to think of myself, like, when would it be a good age? When you die, that's when you retire. Because, I mean, this is something that we love to do. Real artists, real rappers, singers, you know, spoken word people, you know what I mean? This is what we love to do. This is just in us from the minute we wake up to the minute we go to sleep. So it's like it's never really over. Michael Jackson didn't retire until he died. Like, he was still doing stuff.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So
he worked it right up until his death. He's about to do another tour.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It could have possibly been the reason, you know what I mean, what killed them. But at the end of the day, it's what we love to do. So it's not over until it's over.
Exactly.
That's how I'm looking at it.
Right. So
that's a good question. I like that question. It makes you think.
Yeah, right. Makes y'all think and shit.
Yeah.
What about me? Like, when's the last, you know, when is a good time for me to chill? So, but we're going to get into something.
The rate you going, you never going to be able to chill. Get it, girl.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm like a crazy. I don't even want to talk about it. But we're going to get into one of your songs. What will we getting into tonight?
I'm feeling sexy fire. I'm feeling
sexy.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Watch Kinker. It. I got this song. It's called Come To You. It's a little mix of spoken word. I'm singing on a hook, and then we have a great explosion at the end. So I'm hoping everybody likes this. It's called Come To You, Kim King.
I'm scared.
Hold on to your seat.
Hey baby, it's me. I know you only left a couple hours ago, but I need you. It's raining so hard outside. You know how I love the rain. All the things we did in it, kissing, touching, wet lips all over each other. Think about us now. Your wet lips, my wet lips. Can you feel it?
Baby, it feels like one of those nights. I call your name. Breathing heavy. I look at you. You're getting closer to my love. I grab your hair. Say your name. My legs start to shake.
You feel that?
Baby, it feels like
Air It Out Radio.
Tim, you is wild. Woo! Y'all know y'all want that song to be getting y'all freak on. Sheesh, that was hot. That was really, really hot. Okay. Shit. How y'all gonna top that, huh? How y'all gonna top that? What I wanna know. It's hard to come at the I shouldn't have said that, damn it. Anyway, it's hard to follow that. Y'all know what I mean. So anyway, we're gonna hit up the line, Kim. Oh my god. 0619 Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. 0619, your last four digits.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with it?
What's up with it? I
it's
like
Coco.
That. Coco. Chanel?
Yeah. That's
damn.
Coco.
I reloaded. That's my shit. What's going on? We ain't heard from you in a while.
I know. I've been running around.
Damn.
I just got back from the ATL.
Okay.
Oh, well, you follow me on Twitter?
Y'all, I sure do. I be fucking with you. Be like, where the good food at, man? So, I got my boy Max still here. You know, you follow him, too.
Yep.
Max still the god.
Do I follow you, Max?
Yeah.
You, I believe so. I be seeing you crazy.
I got you from off of his page. Whenever you came on, he added you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, what's going on?
Nothing, just, you know, pushing this music. Just got my, getting my little stuff together for my, so I could get my stuff on iTunes. I got some new promo coming soon, so I'm excited to get that out and see what everybody think about it.
Okay. Please tell me we playing Reloaded. Please. Please. Look, I'm begging. Let me stop. You can play whatever you want.
I actually seen the topic. That's why I called in, because I was like,
okay.
Yeah.
Definitely hit that up. What you think about that? What age you think?
Me personally, I feel like if you label yourself as an artist, that means that you transcend. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just stay doing. If you stay doing one thing, then I don't know, it might be over with you real quick. I feel like an artist shouldn't stop until their fans stop responding. You feel me?
Right.
If your fans don't stop responding, or you constantly getting, you know what I'm saying, question about, oh, when are you doing something, or then you keep going, you feel me? When you stop getting that response, or, you know what I'm saying, like, it maybe then, either, if you're not changing to something else, if you're not growing with your art, then it might be time for you to quit.
Definitely. When you only got, like, 5 fans, like we were saying.
Right.
Your Facebook ain't moving in like months. You still got like, you know, February something, and we in November on your page, you know. Yeah, rack it up. So, anyway, we're going to get into something of yours. I ain't going to say no names, but you know.
I'm waiting for her.
Oh, wait. You know what? I didn't even send y'all anything. Did I send y'all on today?
Yeah, we got 2 of your songs in here. So
oh.
You be slipping.
Oh, yeah. Play that Reloaded.
Yeah, exactly.
You
super
I
know. You totally
exactly.
Lost. Totally lost. You was a guest in everything here. What is you talking about? You know we got stuff in here. Look, it's been a long time.
Man, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get back in the group things. Gotta make sure I, you know, stay
in
touch.
Definitely. So we're gonna get into that. I'm Reloaded. It's my shit, too. Coco Chanel, baby.
Yeah. We in this G-Thang. Coco Chanel. Adios in my cup, no bueno. Reloaded. Order from the bar till they tell me say no. Reloaded. You can tell fam keep in the racks by the G. I brought all my soldiers with me, so I tell them to reload it.
Reload it.
Reload it.
Reload it.
Okay, I'm reloaded.
Reload it.
over ice. My chain stinky, so's my pinky. Yeah, yeah, I pressed it right. Punch on chaser, poppin' spaces. We call that the after bite. If I'm lucky and I must be, then we pouring up on sight. Leaning tower like the pizza, drinking on that Caesarea. One more, I'll be spinning like Maytag. On my way to Mars like the new space bag. Speeding through them drinks, never signal, didn't blink. I just hit the bartender, fill it up to the brink. Adios in my cup, no bueno. Reload it. Order from the bar till they tell me say no. Reload it. You can kill fam, keep in the racks by the G. I brought all my soldiers with me, so I tell them to reload it. Little engine with it, cause I chug it down and leave them drowning. Natural disaster, tummy twister, stick my salt in the night mixer. Fresh to death, drink it down so nothing's left. What you say we make nice, you sip it once, I sip it twice. Light this fire in the bunch, I like my fruit punch twice. Lock and loaded, make it potent, and I won't start a fight. Guess what, my cup is slinky, it's been bouncing back all night. One more, I'll be spinning like Maytag. On my way to Mars like the new space bag. Best on the list, pineapple Patron with a twist. Tell him keep them puppies rolling like he reloading the clip. Adios in my cup, no bueno. Reload it. Order from the bar till they tell me say no. Reload it. You can kill fam, keep in the racks by the G. I brought all my soldiers with me, so I tell them to reload it.
PhillyBarbers.com, the first and only online business directory for Philadelphia's barber stylists. Promote your shop, and show off your skills with a professional flash webpage. With a professional flash webpage designed by Chris Blair. PhillyBarbers.com. PhillyBarbers.com. This is the place where serious barbers showcase their barbering technique to the world. Good days and dollar bills.
And our radio is that shit fire.
Still the D.O.D.
Definitely.
Billy Barbers was up.
Definitely. Shout out to all the air outers that's on the line right now. Please be patient. We definitely going to get to you. We going down the line. It's crazy. 1887. Air out radio.
Yeah,
what's good?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What's going on? It's your man, Big Hog. El Capitan was popping.
You said Big L or Big R?
Big Hog.
H-A-W-G,
Miss Fire. H-A-W-G.
Okay.
It's
all
good.
Break it down. Break
good.
It down for me.
No doubt.
Where you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, Ma, but I'm out here in Pittsburgh. Repping that hood Democrat. My man was just on there earlier.
Pittsburgh?
Eddie Barnes was just on there earlier. I kind of missed it.
Yeah, you did. He was on early. You had to get in and get out, you know.
Well, you can always go back to the archives and catch him, though.
We don't got no
good,
music of yours, do we?
No. I'm definitely going to send you that Hood Democrat. It's fresh off. I just got done with it. I'm definitely going to send that through. I've been listening, Fire, and I like it, man. I like what I'm hearing, especially that song. Especially
that
song. Yeah, yeah. Plus that song Shorty just did. Yeah, I'm liking that.
Hey, Coco, I be trying to tell you, you need to call more often so these niggas can hear that shit.
Yeah, but I'm definitely trying to be a local. I'm trying to call a day, you know what I'm saying? My man just put me on. I was like, yeah, I'm doing my Vicious Online radio tour. I'm calling everybody.
There
you
go.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm stopping with y'all, head out. Plus,
okay.
I love Philly. I love Philly.
Philly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I love to hear
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
And I'm going to get you that information. I'm going to get you that music ASAP.
You got
you
our email address and all that. We'll get that from Eddie or from me.
I'm looking at it. It's Eric Out Radio. Yeah, yeah, I got you. Gmail jump off. I got you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no. Okay. We're going to hit you with the topic since we ain't got no music from you and stuff.
That's my fault. You will have it. I guarantee it. Tonight, I'm shooting it through.
Okay. So around what age do you think that, you know, they should retire as an artist?
Yo, that's a good question, and I ain't going to, like, drag it out. I feel that we are the only race of people that put a time limit on our genre of music. You know what I'm saying? Like Bon Jovi, all these dudes can come out 60, 70 years and still sell out. It's sad that we have a genre of music that the older you get, the less you're respected, when it should be. The older you get, the more you respect, because you've seen more, you've done more, you've been more places. So I think if you're good, nah, that's the problem, no fire. If you're good, do it. Do it till you're blind. And when you're blind, do it in braille. You know what I'm talking about?
Do it.
But if you're whack, get out the way. Get out the way. Early. Yeah, that's just my take on the whole situation.
Definitely. Okay, definitely appreciate that, you know.
I'm like, nobody gave an age. I like that. Nobody. It wasn't even one person that sat there and said, yo, this is that cutoff. Like, everybody
because,
pretty
like, much like. You got to look at the Bun B's, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at the Jay-Z. You got to look at, you know what I'm saying, the people that still doing it, Scarface. Come on, who's really going to step on the booth with Scarface? He's like, what, 40? 42? Something like that? It's really no age limit. But I done heard some whack shit, and I'm not going to start blowing y'all lines up, but if I hear some whack shit, I'm going to put it out there.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be on 30th
and
Diamond.
Listen,
I'll
know
put
that
it out there.
Everybody on here, everybody is not going to like everybody on this radio show. We already
know that.
Everybody got their own opinion, but, you know, well, we try not to hate over here. It ain't really about that.
Right.
It's just about everybody being heard and respected.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So.
And that's what's up, Ma. I definitely love the movement. I'm definitely going to get more familiar with the movement, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely learned what I heard thus far. E-Burners, I love that joint. I love how he added out Shorty with the sexy joint, the song. I love that. Reloaded, I love that. I've been here, Ma. I've been real patient. You know what I'm saying? I've been mad patient, waiting my chance. You know what I mean? Now I'm going to get you my music so y'all can experience the whole. You know what I mean?
There you go. There you go. We definitely appreciate you calling up.
No doubt. No doubt, Ma. Y'all take it easy. Hey, yo, Lex, keep doing what y'all doing, son.
All right. Thank you. All right. And our radio, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to head up 7554 at our radio.
Hey, what's good, baby girl? How you doing tonight?
What's going on?
HP in the building. Hi, all you Air It Outers. What's up, Max, baby?
What's going on with you? How are you?
Chilling, falling back. About to go home and do the bed thing with my head in a pillow.
Lucky you.
Real busy day, you know what I mean? Got a real busy day tomorrow. Definitely grandma's funeral. But we still, you know, keeping it moving. I'm going to see you guys Wednesday night, your event, and also Friday, you know, it's going down Mill Creek. And definitely I agree with everybody else. Like, as far as the topic goes, ain't no age limit. I'm going to be 90 promoting music. And I'm like, all my grandkids going to do something. Like I'm promote what you're doing, girl, too, because – you gonna be the, I'm be the headliner. Like, who is over? You be the, you know what I mean? You be the headliner. I come in early, you know what I mean? Do my thing, but please.
ain't no stopping music. And I appreciate what your last call, I forgot his name, said, but you know what I mean? It is crazy that people will say, oh, this person's too old to be rapping or whatever, when, yeah, you do have, you know what I mean, Mick Jagger and everybody else, you know what I mean, still doing it, and they're very old. I respect all rappers. Like, the older rapper is, the hotter he is, because, like the boy said, you done did more things. You, like, you know what I mean, you could talk that shit for real, like, you know what I mean. Definitely, shout out Key West. I had the little mom and him on Sunday jump on stage and shit, do the song with him. It was a real fun night in Mill Creek. You know, we definitely play it off like it's a concert always. We gotta do a award show. I think I'm gonna probably do like the real official everybody vote award show. Come on, mate. Everybody vote award show where niggas really earn and get an award for something that they're doing. But y'all, you know what I mean? Yeah, because and then you get so, I feel like a lot of people don't give themselves credit, you know what I mean? Even going into your topic, like, you got to give yourself credit. Like, I tell a whole bunch of people, like, I don't care how old you are, you could do that, you know what I mean? You make it entertaining enough, it, you know what I mean? You could definitely sell, or you could still find an audience somewhere if that's what you want. Do you know what I mean? It's got to be what a person wants. Yeah, I know y'all had fun tonight. I've been listening all night, too. I miss Nightcrawler, though.
Oh, man.
He was our first caller. I'm going to have to check out the archives.
You can't be
missing Nightcrawler. You can't
be doing
check out the archives.
Yeah, he's very popular on the show, I think.
He's something special already.
Okay. And then I wanted to announce I'm going to have some new music for you. You know what I mean? My mood swinging all crazy in the studio as far as writing. Fuck all.
You got a title for your mixtape already?
Oh, yeah, Mood Swings.
Mood Swings, okay.
Mood Swings, representing for ladies, like, I feel up, I feel down, I feel like smack you all around, whatever it is. You know?
Yeah.
Definitely. Representing for the ladies. We got to get that, we got to do that remix. My homie was like, why did you do your song, We're Controlling This? I was like, you know what, I had to remember. That song was supposed to be a few collabs, you know what I mean? But I don't think, me and you were just my space friends, Faye at the time, so I didn't even come at you to do it. But yeah, We're Controlling This was definitely meant to be a collaborated song and not just me by myself repping for the ladies, but, you know, remix.
Definitely. I like that song. We're going to get into that right now. First, let everybody know your website info and all that for you. Get up out of here.
Well, you know, host, Honest Fire, check me out, Philly Shine Radio. Website coming soon for that. HONESTPHIRE. Hit me up, 215-200-7554 for tickets, booking, promotion, PR work, whatever. We trying to get that good office building, another business together, wink, wink, Fire and I. But even like my girlfriend, who I talked to earlier today, who's an artist, GB, like even when we come across like doors closed or a person BSing, if you're that consistent and you fucking with some people who are, you're still going to get to where you're going. You know what I'm saying? Fuckers just be wasting your time. Stop that shit. I hate a person wasting my time. Like, I'm ready to slap shit. Don't nobody fuck with me lately because I got a lot of shit bent up. And But still having fun. You know what I mean? Thank
Nothing
you
else.
For showing me love. Max, I see you Wednesday.
I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be there Friday. I told you, hold my seat. I ain't playing.
Friday, anymore. I got a seat. I got a plate. I got a warm hug. I got
a plate. Hold on, I get a plate. Oh, my goodness.
I'm being
there.
Oh, yeah, we making food Friday. Yeah, you got to come early. You know, niggas eat.
Nope.
Niggas
nope.
Might be.
Nope.
We might have to have a net area and shit on the second floor in Mill Creek or whatever. Shout out to the second floor in Mill Creek on Sunday. They was doing something real special. Whew, yeah, that was nice. Yesterday.
I got to see the footage.
Nice. I'll tell you later,
it?
Fire. Huh?
Anybody tape it?
Oh, yes. It's going to be Blue Chips Philly. It's going to be a lot of cameras in the building. Josh Banks is who's an R&B artist who's performing Friday. He's filming his video there. So definitely, ladies, if you want to come get that free promotion, Josh Banks is, you can Google him as well. Josh, the artist, definitely promoting himself and working very hard as well. So you want to come get that cameo, come out Mill Creek.
There you go.
And mention you're on radio for half price at the door. How about it?
Right?
I'm the boss. I could make specials. I'm a silly. I know it's fucking cops all around.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into your song. Well, all that's going on.
Thank you, boo.
Yeah, we're going to get into that song.
Right, you know what? How about I do an acapella? I don't, just a little 16. Don't
all
play
right,
with the fullness. Because we go in, and it's the hook. I said, I know I look like the fucking one up in here, but I ain't the fucking one up in here. So don't get it fucked up. I don't give a fuck, yup. I just look like I care. I know I look like the fucking one up in here, but I ain't the fucking one up in here. So don't get it fucked up. I don't give a fuck, yup. I just look like I care. I'm not trying to be conceited. I'm not trying to be rude or checking after any bitch you worry about a dude. I'm checking my fresh, every eye in the room. He's next, he don't have to assume. At the top shelf, ordered around the doubles. Started with a toast, we don't always look for trouble. Matter of fact, we say I and guzzle. No chaser, unsettled. Make it look easy how we could juggle. It may look like a bird, it may seem like a plane. Once I take off, I'ma never look the same. I've been wanting this regardless of the lane. And the mediocre things, pros and well BS and whatever drama brings, I can handle the BS and barely lift a pinky. I'm with my backhanded toes.
You messing up your audio.
I'll explain. See, I know I look like
but you know what? She always said we gotta cut her off, cause she'll keep going. So, honest.
Yo,
okay.
Babe.
What happened?
I don't know. You couldn't hear me.
You had dipped off for a little second.
Oh shit! I don't know. I thought y'all could hear me. I was using the phone.
Stupid phone.
Well, y'all had a song next week. Either way, you know what I'm saying. Technical difficulties with this phone shit. Whatever.
Well, that's cool. You was the only one that freestyled today, so you know.
You caught most of.
Yeah.
We already. Well, yeah. At least the hook. The hook was most important. I know I look like the fucking one.
Right. Well, definitely appreciate you coming through.
No, I'm still
stuff.
Here, baby. You know, I chill with you guys.
All right.
Or whatever.
Make sure y'all check her out at Mill Creek, y'all. Y'all looking to do some, you know, perform or whatever. Definitely hit her up Sunday. What time does it start again? From what, 10 to what?
Oh, the show starts at, doors open at 8.
Oh, you know,
the show's going to start like around 9:30 with some comedy. Like I said, we got a real nice night, Black Friday. We're going to do a real official. Come with that shit on. It's going to be people from Miami, New York, D.C., V.A., Philly, of course. In the building like crazy. My girl, Miss Fee, N-A-B, Miss Fifi, N-A-B on Twitter, coming through from Pittsburgh by way of New York. You know what I mean? Much love, A-B.
Everybody out of Pittsburgh, man. I got to go down there.
I mean, Harrisburg.
Harrisburg,
okay. Harrisburg, yeah. Berg, whatever, Berg. PA, much love. Sorry.
Wow. Okay, it's still all good. So we definitely appreciate you coming through. We're going to hit some more calls out before we get up out of here.
Yeah, thank you, babe.
All right, babe.
Nice night.
Yes. Well, you know what, y'all? It looks like Q's not going to be here for some reason. But you know how we do. Like, we got guests that come on, and then we got guests that don't show up. And that's just how it is sometimes, you know what I mean? So, you know they get the info. It's not us. Just wanted y'all to know that. We did everything we had to do on our part, so. Just want to let y'all know, because I know Q and them, they got a real big fan base, so I don't want nobody mad at me, because I gave all the info to everybody, so they should have it and everything. So, anyway, we're going to take some more calls, and see what's popping. 8986, Aired Out Radio.
Damn.
It's you, baby. What's going on?
I'm eating chicken and listening to you.
Wow.
No kidding. Who is this? Who are we talking to?
I'm eating chicken and listening to you. Pick up another call. Let me hear them.
I think this is
I'm really eating chicken. That's why.
I know. Yeah, this is broad. Yeah, we ain't fucking with her like that anyway. We get a couple ignorant ones on the fucking line and shit. You know what I mean? I'm the wrong person to this because I'll bang on you real quick. Like, this is Max's little whatever, stalker, whatever. But anyway, don't be getting smart with me, girl. For real. For real, for real. That shit is not even cute. Because I wish a motherfucker would try to embarrass me on motherfucking air. Max looking at me like I'm crazy, like this bitch. I'm fucking her. Y'all motherfuckers don't know me. Shit, I'm fucking nuts. Anyway, bottom line is this. Make sure y'all check out the website, airedoutradio.net.
Oh,
shout out to all my aired outers, the real motherfuckers, Nightcrawler, E-Burners, Morley. I don't know where he at, but it's cool. Y'all can take a break for a day. It's all right.
Reason. For a day. like,
damn. Yeah, right.
Y'all get a day.
Yeah, no, because they call in, and you know what I mean? Like, I know they got jobs and stuff like that, you know. It is what it is. So let me play some music. Fuck this bullshit. Now I can play some music because some of y'all talk so low. You know what I mean? We can't really play nothing real loud or whatever. But anyway, shout out to Don Chiz, E-Panther.
Dope
Real. Coco Chanel.
P-Funk.
Man, after that, hey, what? Tell him I said it. Tell him I
said it. Hey, AP, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
So anyway, he gonna get mad calls like, yo, fuck, man, she's talking shit. So anyway, shout out to Brad, Shane, Eddie Burns, Keith West. Who else? We gotta give our shout outs in there. Make sure y'all check us out on the website, and make sure y'all come to the club with us. You know, we're going to be there on crazy. We hosting that joint. Shout out to Nafis and Kendra J. That's how we do. You know what? Why don't we get into our commercial or whatever? So y'all can see what we think anyway.
Aw, shit. Woo! That's right. It's that bitch, the brown skin hustler. You recognize the voice.
Know who.
And on November 24th, we'll be in a motherfucking building.
Word?
That's right. Club of Justice, 1519 Warner Street.
Tell them
again. 1519 Warner Street for the ones that are select.
Yeah.
Make sure you have your best on.
Uh-huh.
You know I'm going to be flies a motherfucker.
No.
Drinks is all on y'all. Let's go. Air It Out Radio. Shout out to Max Nasty.
Kendra J.
You already know.
You already fucking know.
Yeah. We'll be in a fucking building.
Kendra, too.
Be there.
Air It Out Radio. Oh my God. Crazy. I wonder if homegirl still eating her chicken. Because, you know, like. God, we didn't want to interrupt you, boo boo. For real.
But I'm like. That's why we always say, if you don't want to talk, don't press one.
Like, why would you press, like, for real? Like, I don't get it. I really want to ask her, you know what? Let's go into her and see what happened. Why not? Fuck it. We like drama. Sweetheart. Sweetheart.
That ain't my name. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Oh,
why would you press one?
Huh?
Why would you press one if you ain't want to talk?
I always talk. I just talk over other people.
Oh.
Okay.
But at least you're not rapping today. Okay. That's a good thing.
Thank you. Why you ain't got nobody rapping? Why they keep talking? Why
I don't know. We waiting for you to rap. Like, you got to tell us.
Listen. Where y'all special guests at? Who the special guest? Who the elderly person if y'all got that question of the week?
Elderly person.
Why he got to be elderly? Why he got the elderly?
Oh, my goodness.
Why he violent? He's probably younger than you. He's probably younger than you.
I ain't in no wheelchair yet, though. Where I'm going?
Uh-huh.
I ain't know what I'm talking about, man.
Oh, my
goodness. Now, listen. As long as I can piss and shit, I'm going to be an artist forever. If I pee in my pants, turn them inside out. Put them in a museum. That's art. Art.
Wow.
And let's keep going.
Put the pee in. Girl, whatever you got.
Listen. I'm eating chicken. I cooked it on my own, right? Listen.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you know, you can hold your boo-boo, right? No, you can't. You can hold your pee. You can't hold your shit. You know how they say, Mom, you thought you pooted, but you shitted, whatever, right? Farted, but you shitted, right? That's art. If I shit on myself,
it is?
Take my pants.
What are you doing? What do you mean that's art? Are you serious? You think that that's art?
Oh, my goodness.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
How is it not? How is it not art? It's like blotches.
I don't
have you ever had the run? Have you ever had the run?
Have
you ever been
art
to an art museum? If you ever been to an art museum,
you ain't
they
gonna
got
no flashy art.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna see no
shit.
Y'all are a mess.
It
oh
is too hilarious.
Y'all is killing me right now.
Listen, well, you know we call, you know we named you right, Miss Rap-A-Lot. You don't even know that you famous already on the show. And you don't even
well,
like that.
I ain't getting
it.
No money, though. Well, could
huh?
you ask the main Dupree, can I get some of my money from that commercial I did on Clear Channel Radio Station in Chicago? Can I get some of that shit? Probably why his daddy found him for so-so
what
dead.
I can't even
my
can't
money.
Ask the main Dupree for no money.
This fag ass. Can I say that?
Yeah.
You know already said
it.
Okay. He soft like cookies and shit. The man to bring a little ball here, motherfucker. Why you going from tag ready from social death? What the fuck is going on? How old? Wait, no, this is a bad question. How old are you? When is it too old to go into the strip club and get on the pole?
What
are you talking
that's
about?
That's a whole other show.
Oh,
yeah.
Old ladies pussy
old
popping
on
a strip pole, man. For real. I live in Chicago. They got old bitches on strip poles here. We got a place named Arnie's. It is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
I thought
man.
That's a spot.
How many gunshot wounds?
Yeah, whatever.
Do you know
that? I thought
old
that was a spot. No, that's not the spot.
No. Yes, if you ever come to Chicago, definitely if you're a gay girl, or a real hard man, they're going to try to take you to Arnie's, where girls' throats be like sizzling. Straight up, they burning in their mouth. How old are you? How too? I mean, for real. How young? Man, for real. They say you got to be 19 or 17 to be stripping naked, right? How old, man? Her titty touching her knees. Who didn't tell her to get out the club?
Oh, my God.
Now, that's
she went to a whole nother...
Well, that's still an artist. They call themselves artists. Them hoes call themselves artists all on the pole making
why
them
why you avoiding my question? Why you avoiding my question? My question was to you, why you don't come on the show?
Because I got to come to Philadelphia, right? I got to get on the plane.
No, you could call up like you doing right now. Why you don't call up the show?
Well, I'm already on the show. Why you asking me a question I'm doing already? Take that shit, man. Put that shit. Put a beat on it.
Oh, no. This is
what's next.
I love this shit. Little dried up ass chick. Look, I'm telling you right now, I love when a bitch talks shit to me because you know what? And plus, I'm in a position to pause your motherfucking eyes. Like, really? Are you serious? Come on now. It don't even make no sense. I was trying to help you out and give you some fucking shine on the motherfucking show, bitch. Like, how you gonna fucking disrespect me? Is you crazy? Seriously, I'm trying to help you out, give you some shine. We even named your fucking ass. So, anyway. Let me throw a fucking music on. Hold on. I'm slipping, Max. I'm slipping.
Y'all, it's terrible.
So, anyway, we definitely appreciate everybody calling up the show. People don't know I be crazy, right, Max? Like, I be bugging out. Like, this is, like, volume one. Like, I ain't even to the pitiful right now. People know, like, I ain't even going to say his name. Hobby. Fire, no. She heard me on the show bugging the fuck out, like... Shout out to Honest Fire. Make sure y'all check her out. See y'all shows and stuff that she's doing. Like, that's mad love. She calls all the time. Reason. No Frills. Coco. Definitely appreciate her. Kim King. Make sure y'all hit her up for some vocals, man. She needs that. She's crazy. She's about to blow. Y'all don't even fucking know. Philly. Crazy. Shout out to P-Funk. Rug. See, I be giving them shout outs and they don't even call up the show. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
Then you can take it on everybody. She's like, oh, fuck up.
Look, I might as well go right on down the line. Like, nah, I'm just joking. But shout out to Dasquez too. He hooked me up with some stuff. I wasn't able to play it today, but I definitely load it up tomorrow. So shout him out. And who else? Jersey, my hometown. Philly. Love all y'all. We know we about to close this session up, and we definitely appreciate all y'all.
You know what? Philly Barbers, make sure y'all check them out. Twitter us, Facebook, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Q. He couldn't make it. I'm quite sure he had a really good reason, hopefully. So I can't really talk too much because I really don't know the situation or whatever. But time to time, we're going to have some guests that are not going to make it on the show, y'all. So just don't get mad at me. Do not get mad at
definitely
me.
Definitely don't get mad at me because I be calling.
Matthew, I look. He said, definitely don't get mad at him.
My guest tonight ain't making it easy, so fuck him.
Yeah, your guest makes it all the time. Look, she was just on. What are you talking
she
about?
She wasn't the scheduled guest, though. That was a
those are ones you like. Those are ones you're supposed to enjoy because they come on a whim bug. You know, on a whim. So, those are ones you want to support you, the ones that just show up without you saying nothing. That's
yeah,
love
she,
right
she,
here.
She definitely welcome to anytime.
She definitely. You know what? We're going to have this love-hate relationship, sweetheart. I mean, I can see it now. It's cool. I cuss you out. You cuss me out. I'm cool with that. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right up your fucking alley. Y'all
yeah.
Be best.
Yeah, we're going to be buddies and stuff
fuck
like
bitch,
that.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you.
Week.
No, fuck you, hoe. Shit. Yeah, I'm eating my chicken, bitch. What? Yeah, all that type of shit. So, you know, shout out to her. You know, you should be my little sidekick on the show. No, I'm I'm fucking with her. But, nah, she's definitely doing her thing. I really was trying to be sincerely nice to you, though. So, it's all fun. I ain't mad at you. I hope you ain't mad at me, you know. If you are, you'll be alright. So, anyway, shout out to my co-host, Max Odegaard, for putting up with my crazy ass. And, B West.
Where I come from? Like a walk in a motherfucking park.
Yeah, right? Yeah, right? Imagine living with me. You wouldn't make it, though.
You'd be like anybody else. I hit that fucking switch. I don't play it on mine.
You like, I'm about to choke her ass up. I'm reading about it on fucking news. You know, we got a caller. Let me take this last caller. 7982, Air It Out Radio.
What's up? This is James from Uptown.
It's who?
Zane from Uptown.
Rain? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Jay.
Zane.
Okay, what's going on? We about to get up out of here.
Y'all about to get out of here?
Yeah, you calling at the last minute.
Yeah, this is my first time calling, and I just seen it on the website.
Okay. Well, definitely appreciate you calling. Give everybody your website information real quick. Hurry up.
UptownComac@gmail.com.
There you go. Make sure you tune in to us Monday.
Catch us early. Catch us
yes.
Early. Next. We want to get you on the line so we can fully talk to you, bro.
Yeah, don't be calling in. All right,
no
late.
Doubt.
Why are you calling in?
What time
are
you? Come on.
10
o'clock,
10 p.m.
10 to 1.
All right, no doubt.
10 to 1. So we're going to get out of here. We're going to leave out on some Rocky. Why not? Shout out to Rocky. All
right. All right.
It goes summertime, wintertime, springtime, fall. Whether it's day or night, in the ride, in the outdoor. Whether it's in the crowd, with your squad, or you by yours. Whatever style goes, listen to this at all. It goes summertime, wintertime, springtime, fall. Whether it's day or night, in the ride, in the outdoor. Whether it's in the crowd, with your squad, or you by yours. Whatever style goes, listen to this at all.
I wake up early with a big stretch. Good day, check my text, get some showers, hit the gym about an hour, quick shower, and I'm feeling fresh. It's so clean, keep for the counter, and I'm finna step on my way. And we commence with a mission, with a quick flick of the wrist, the click, click, ignition, the gear shift, and we dip, yes. Driven with ambition, fueled by desire, with precognition as my GPS. Suffered setbacks, heart cracked and crushed, and grounded to a dust just to get where I was at. But looking back, I think I'd have to laugh still. The mountains that I cross make Kilimanjaro look like the agro crab grill. A Maximus Meridian sifting through the wheat field. Tranquility and peace, this I living out your dreams filled. Renowned for provocative sounds, but now I'm lounging. Dead man.